Radio Chelly Effect is sponsored by WallStreetWindow.com and listeners like you.
And now the most underrated voice in all media, Chuck O'Chelly.
Please, baby, please, posse in effect. Oh, I was doing my Tone Loc thing off air real quick. So, I am live if you're on the live stream. And it is the 28th day of April, 2023, allegedly according to that thing we call a calendar, and I'm in one piece, broadcasting live. But of course, if you're hearing me further on down the street via your final slab of choice, it's Friars Day as I speak, but it could be any time, any place for you if you got it elsewhere. Welcome to the show. So it is the call-in show. I have my co-host B. Pete with me, and last night was a disaster. And I had a problem, so I'm going to address it quickly at the front of the show, and hopefully we'll leave it there. No, I was not high. No, I was not on mushrooms like Mr. Swanson thought maybe I was, and I was not having a stroke. I had a seizure on air. I've done my level best to keep that hidden from people for years, but I've had many concussions, and I have a post-concussive syndrome, which has caused seizures. Now, after I had the treatment with the psilocybin, those seizures were reduced to almost non-existent. Otherwise, even if you've been listening to me for years, you would not know it, but quite frankly, about once a week, I probably had a horrific, crippling seizure. And it was nothing that really could be done about it, not without, you know, extensive neurological treatments and so on and so forth. And we all know I can't afford that. So, you know, and even if I could, might not be able to deal with it. So I'm addressing this all up front. I'm in one piece, and I apologize for coming apart live on air and probably making Mike Swanson nervous and those of you that care if I'm still breathing a little nervous maybe. Surprising, I only got one message of, gee, I hope that was a stroke and you die. Just one. So, maybe there'll be more as word travels. We'll see. But, really happy to see you guys and, see you in the chat room. My eyes are still a little blurry. I do not feel well. I'm a bit weak, but there was no way in hell I was going to give into this and not show up tonight and have you guys think that, maybe that was the beginning of the end for me. Like as if I'm going to do Jordan Maxwell, but 30 years earlier than he did. It ain't happening. I'm not laying down and dying yet, far as I know. And no, not a stroke, and it was not drug-induced. It's just a terribly embarrassing thing. But I want to talk about current events and whatever the hell is on your mind, because that is the point of this show. And I'd like you to join in, 319-527-5016. 319-527-5016. That's the number to call. See, I can keep a phone number straight still. And also, I'm Charles.Ocelli on Skype. And I'll join people in as we go. But of course, I'm going to give lots of room to my co-host tonight, B. Pete. Let him talk about whatever he wants. I'll be frank with you. I didn't keep track of much news and did not take as much rest today as I probably should have. But I also did not focus on work very hard. I got a lot to catch up on, and I'm going to do that. No worries. We are still a fully operational Death Star at Ocelli.com. Oh, and by the by, I am working on the hats and all that, which I started to talk about last night in a stupor, I guess. But I assure you that was not a figment of my imagination. We do have hats that are coming. Going to get one that I think B. Pete might describe once again as a badass hat. And that'll be the one that is for Ocelli.com, but it'll be a different design, the Ocelli Effect and Ocelli.com being the same thing. But we're also going to have them for each of the shows. So trying to nail it down, and I've already been through about 24 printers that I've tried to work with on this. Maybe that I have to work with a Chinese printer. I wanted to have it made in America, but not at 3 or 4 times the price. You know, instead of giving you a thank you gift for donating $40 or $50 and giving you a hat, I might have to charge you that much for the hat at the rates these people want to charge. Okay. I mean, it's insane between that and the postal increases. Anyway, I'm coming up with an affordable way to have something decent, and you'll be able to rep the favorite show you have on the network and more than one if you like. A Get Mad with Chris Graves, an Uncle Hat, a Age of Transitions hat, an Ocelli Effect hat, plus lots of other stuff I'm working on. As a matter of fact, I might even, I'm not going to spoil it. I have a special thing I'm going to try and do because I want to survive and make it to Lancer. That is my goal this year. So we're going to go to Dallas and all that. I might bring special stuff along there, especially if you come to meet up with us, me and B. Pete, taking a road trip. I would absolutely love it if I had some special merch. And if all things go well, maybe I can give some of it away or sell it real cheap one way or another, fund the trip back and forth. Got a lot of things going on. Plus, one show that was in development, not coming to the network. We know about Jack Blood leaving recently. But as far as I know, everybody else is going to stick with me. And there may be some surprises about somebody who might want to join up with the Ocelli.com syndicate very soon. A well-known name, in fact. If I can keep myself together and somebody doesn't, tell them I had a stroke. So let's not continue to hover on that. Oh, wait, I just did it. Anyway, screw it, man. It is Friday. You can tell I might be tired, but I am myself. So for those of you that, what's the phrase here? Oh, the reports of my demise might have been exaggerated. I know, I butchered it. But still, I'm here. I'm not going away. I'm too irritable to drop dead anyhow and too stupid. So, because if I was smart, I might get out of here. But, nope, not going to happen. I'm not going to do it by my own hand. I don't have a issue. If I have a stroke, I hope it's a good one. Not something minor that just makes me stupid. I don't want to live stupid. I'd rather just go. So that's not happening. None of that's happening. It's just a chronic problem that I've had for a while. And I just got to take better care of a couple things and we'll be cool. Anyway, like I said, moving away from it all. Now it's time to check in with B. Pete. And I haven't looked at the Skype or the phone lines, but I will very, very soon. I don't think I'm... Oh, wait, I am in the chat room, but I haven't typed anything yet. So we do have the live chat room at Ocelli.com if you're hearing us elsewhere. And once again, if you're hearing us live on the 28th day of April 2023, you can join in 319-527-5016. That's the number, Charles.Ocelli on Skype. And now, I am totally tired of speaking. So, B. Pete, fill me in on how you're doing, what's up, what's on your mind, and I'll get organized with these phone calls while I listen to you, brother. How are you?
Oh, I'm doing good. It's been a good week. We've had some pretty decent weather, a bunch of rain today. I was able to get a day off and not have to trudge through the mud. Protecting our environment. But it's been a good week. It's been a hectic week. Things are picking up with things getting warmer and it getting light longer. So it's going to be a busy summer. But other than that, knocking out work. Caught a good portion of the news this week off and on. We've had some big changes in media. It's going to be interesting to see what, turns out with those. And but that got me looking at some of these court cases that have been going on and a few things. So,
oh, there's a bunch of court cases that could be affecting me.
Segment tonight is, I've got a list here of stuff I was going to go over a little bit about some stuff we've had happen right here in this state, which has been an ongoing battle between political parties in the courts for years. And finally, it may shift one way and stay that way for a while. We'll see. But maybe this state can join the rest of the states that have, decided to participate in reality instead of living in the past. Who knows?
Well, that's one way to view it. And, of course, we do have many general topics that we could cover that I wouldn't have had to look at anything in the past 24 hours, probably, unless you guys can fill me in. See, here's the thing. Now we've got a blind spot for me. So it could be that we got some news and things to discuss. And, by the way, that didn't count as my segment. I do have a segment prepared. I was just pulling up my notes in case you Rush Limbaugh style. Can you hear my paper? Right?
Formerly nicotine-stained fingers.
My formerly nicotine-stained fingers. Well, I can't do that well. With one hand tied behind my back and the other hand on a bottle of OxyContin.
How did his fingers... How
you stepped on my joke. You stepped on my joke. Go ahead.
Oh, I'm sorry. Well, I was going to say, how were his fingers formerly nicotine-stained if he was still smoking cigars? They'd still be nicotine-stained.
Of course. But that's the thing, is his BS is right in front of you, so it doesn't matter, Yeah, just like when he was talking all kinds of crap about drug addicts, and meanwhile he's doctor shopping, right? With one hand, my brain, with half my brain tied behind my back, and the other half of my brain high on Oxycontin. Here we go. EIB.
Was it Oxycontin? Was that his drug of choice?
Yeah, he was doctor shopping for Oxycontin. I, you know what? And I don't judge him for it so much if he's not, you know, like vehemently attacking drug users.
Wait a minute. Was he doctor shopping before or after he was getting him from his maid?
You know, I'm not clear on that part of it. It's been a while. It's been a while. I don't know. But what I do know is that he was doing something illegal. He should have been well aware of that. And
he went to rehab, man.
Yes. And like I said, normally I look at it as, you know what, that's a medical issue and that's a problem and that's the way it is. Other people though, you know, all of a sudden it's okay, it's just a junkie, who cares if they die? You know, and that's the attitude they take. And quite honestly, with the way he was at that point in time, especially, you know, getting all amped up with his homeless updates, and I used to listen to him every day. Homeless update, and I remember he had, screaming Jay Hawkins. He did the, I ain't got a home, you know, right? Remember the guy who did, I put a spell on you.
Yeah.
Right? Because you're mine. Remember that guy?
Mm-hmm.
Anyway, his homeless update, he did the whole, I ain't got a home, you know, blah, 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 blah. I can't even remember it, but that was his thing. And what was it, the Spotted Owl update, where he played all kinds of chainsaw sounds and trees falling and screw them because, you know, they were trying to protect the owl. Which, by the way, you brought up protecting, being part of protecting the environment. I thought to myself, oh, look at that, BPA, the BP Protection Agency. Maybe it's BEPA. BEPA, the BP Environmental Protection Agency. This is news to me.
I had someone in a chat room excoriate me and run me out of town because they thought I represented the petroleum industry.
Oh, my.
Yeah, oh, my. Seriously. It's been hilarious.
I feel like doing impressions tonight. George Takei, right? Oh, my. Why not? Let's have fun. And by the way, that's the mood I'm in, is I'm tired, I feel like crap, but I also just want to have fun tonight. So, please, if anybody wants to be screaming at me, I mean, as per usual, you can, but I'm not really going to be into it, okay? So let's try and have a little fun. And I'm not telling you that, BP. You're always, almost always willing to roll with me unless I really irritate the crap out of you, and usually I can only do that if I sort of attack you unfairly. And quite frankly, I've done it a couple of times, and then you get irritated. So, you know,
I'll be honest with you, though, it's happened so infrequently I can't even remember the last time. So
no, but
that's no biggie.
But that's our real clashes, you know.
We haven't had one in a while. I'll have to come up with something.
Nah, it'll happen naturally. But that's the thing, is you know, I cause a clash when I kind of unfairly tag you with stuff and attack you a little, and And, you know, and you piss me off when basically you decide I'm going to be pigheaded and not listen to a damn thing you're saying. We both have those triggering activities that we can throw at each other. It's not quite handy and cones, but yeah.
I'm getting old. You got nothing to blame it on.
Yes, I do. I got a ton of things to blame. What are you talking about? I can blame it on 100 things. I guarantee you certain.
I'm gonna go with old.
Hey, listen. No matter how old you are, I guarantee you certain parts of me are aged much worse than you. Okay, I promise you that. You know,
I wonder what happens when these old guys go to the senior center and they're living. I mean, they stick their head out the door. It's like if I had a lawn, I'd tell you to get off of it.
Man.
What do they do?
Well, I've been to a couple of those places where some of those guys who are cranky and need the neighborhood to yell at, quite frankly, they're the ones who are just like, you know, hanging out in the hallway screaming, everybody's a thief, they're all stealing from me. They do that, and then when that doesn't work and they lock them in their room, they just yell at the wall. I've seen that with my own eyes. I don't know.
That's every other Wednesday around here.
Well, it's not like I don't scream at the walls sometimes. I mean, you know, I don't want to scream at Frankie, and screaming at Mrs. O has consequences, you know, so I got
to
scream at the
wall. That's the only downfall to living alone and not that I have to go through. You know, I get in the habit, I read something on the net, you know, and it's like, I, you know, just blatantly, son of a, you know, and let it fly. But you get used to doing that. Yeah, I like being alone. That's the nice thing about being alone. You don't have to worry about pissing anybody off. You don't have to worry about anybody pissing you off.
But
you come in and do what you want, but you have a tendency to forget that you're around people sometimes when you're in a quiet office. You're reading something. It's like, son of a.
Yeah, but you know what the real problem is with being alone, though? I know all you guys talk about loving to be alone. A bunch of guys I know, I love it. I'm single. It's great. You know what? I hate it. And I can equally hate being with somebody, that's for sure. I mean, my first wife, please. I will always point to that as the example of, you know what? Even though early in life I thought it was a good idea to do the honorable thing and marry a woman you knock up, it is not really the right thing, because it's not honorable to drag everybody else through your mistake and add on to the mistake you already made by creating misery on top of it. Which is what you do when you try to be an honorable guy like that, and you can't work it out reasonably. Sometimes you got to cut your losses and admit, and it sucks, you know, because I wanted to be there with my kids. That was the whole thing. It was like, first it was one child, and I wanted to be there, right? So, yeah, doing the honorable thing is not always good, and not just for me. Like, personally, it's like I was willing to accept the suffering. But the problem is that, you know, I'm not the only one that winds up affected. And that's the lesson to take if you're a young person and, you know. But I don't know. I don't hear too much about the accidental knockups anymore so much. I really don't. I don't know. Anyway, subject for another day. I haven't even checked the chat or anything yet. I'm just rolling with things here. So you want to do the segment thing tonight?
Sure, we can.
All right. Well, we've only bitten off, let's see now. We've only bitten off about 15 minutes, and I'll take that as my credit. So you got a half hour coming to you. But let's take a look and see who's on the line and on the Skype, because it looks like I got Skype messages and all that. So I want to let people join if they're going to join. We're going to go back to that strict format, you know, when I think of it more clearly. I have a piece prepared, but, you know, I don't know. It's not that great. It's not that important. I can just give you your piece tonight What I was looking for that last night too. What is it that you do when you surrender your time? There is a phrase for that, and I got stuck on that, by the way, during my little episode. And it is, let's see, I submit my time. What is it that you do? You know what when you're like you speak and locate. You know, in the Senate when they're sitting there having these things. Okay, 5 minutes to the gentleman from Maine or the gentlewoman from Missouri, whatever. And they say, okay, what is it that you do? You pass your time, or you give it to somebody else?
Concede. I concede, you know, so many minutes.
Yeah,
or
I don't
I concede 5 minutes to the gentlewoman from Massachusetts.
Yeah, it's weird. I don't think it's concede either. It's like that. And I know that I've heard it in other countries. They say I cede my time, but that's not the American way. There's an American way. It's very simple. And I couldn't think of it last night. I can't think of it now.
Yield.
Yielding
your time.
That is, thank you, face shifter. I looked over, I see yield. Yes, that is the correct thing. Yield. And that's what they'll often say. Even if somebody says, well, you know, this person would like to speak, and somebody's in the middle, and I yield 2 minutes of my time to my colleague from, you know, whatever. That's what it is. So I'm going to yield my presentation time. So that you may have a full 30 minutes. And that way we don't totally screw up the flow of the show, because I've already killed 15 just BSing back and forth, which was not my point. Let's see, Nature Boy, I told Chuck to, okay, I haven't read any messages yet. I'm looking, and I'm not going to get bogged down in the chat room. You guys talk to yourselves, and I'll get there. We have Jimmy James on the line on the phones. I know that much. And let's take a look over at the Skype. You got anything else, though, as a preview that you want to hit?
A preview of what I'm going to discuss?
Well, a preview or a little opening act, you know, some other topic you want to get into, just to lay it out there that you think will take a minute?
No, like I said, we had some media news this week. Tucker Carlson's gone from Fox, and Don Lemon got let go from CNN, and that got me thinking, you know, there's a lot of lawsuits Fox is getting ready to have to face in addition to the one they just settled over the Dominion voting machines.
So, you know what? I'll reclaim my 15 minutes. Hang on. I'll reclaim my 15 minutes because I want to cover that. That's my segment. You're hitting my segment. So I'm going to let you go first.
That's what led me to mine through a roundabout route.
Oh, totally unplanned. All right, so I'll let you do the better one, which will be 30 minutes, and then I'll have a 15-minute piece, but we're going to mix it up because I've got Jimmy James on the line. It looks like Chris Graves wants to join us. And Nature Boy, let's see, bring me in when ready. All right, it looks like I've got three potentials. Jimmy James is already on. Who should I bring on first? Because I'm not sure who asked me first on the Skype. Which one should I add first on the Skype?
I have no idea. Just put them all on.
All right, I think Jimmy James has been on the line longer than when these guys asked, so we're going to bring on Jimmy James first, and then I'll work on bringing in Chris. Because I think Nature Boy is saying bring in Chris first, I think, in the chat room real fast. All right, see, I'm trying to manage multiple things, guys. So let's go to Jimmy James, but you still have your time reserved for your 30 minutes, B. Pete, okay? Parliamentary procedure?
Oh, yeah, that's fine. That's fine.
Okay, I'm just trying to keep it all straight. And we may have another caller has joined. So, yeah, let's get to it so that we don't wind up getting backlogged and miss out on any of these segments that are in mind here, okay? So, first caller, the legendary one and only, Mr. Jimmy James. How you doing tonight, man?
Oh, I'm doing good. Glad to hear you're all right. Actually, Tucker Carlson's what I would have brought up anyway.
Ah, okay. So we're all going to have fun with that topic pretty soon, and that was the thing you had in mind?
Yeah, that's exactly what was in my mind.
Huh. All right, cool. We're gonna utilize that when it comes around to my 15 minutes. You mind putting that on hold, and then we'll see who else got something else?
Yeah, that's fine.
All right, cool. We're gonna actually be organized tonight. What do you think of that, B. Pete?
I'm glad you're organized.
Okay, so you believe me when I say we're gonna be organized, right?
Speak for yourself.
All right, fine. Fair enough. I don't want to speak for myself, but I will. Okay? Damn it. All right. I told you, I'm in that kind of mood. Let's have fun. Really, really. And speaking of fun, I am pulling on my colleague, who I may yield some time to here coming up very shortly, my colleague from the state of Massachusetts, which I will yield some time to right now. He's also the host of Get Mad with Chris Graves and eight other shows on everywhere else, video stuff, all kinds of things. Yeah, man, Chris Graves is with us. What's on your mind, Chris?
Well, to be fair, all those 800 other shows I offer up to you as well. So there you go.
Oh, yeah. No, it's not about competition. I'm just saying, in case anybody's confused, I only produce Get Mad.
It's all here. No, I just want to say, forgive me for saying this, but whoever wrote to you and said that horrible, horrible stuff can eat fecal and keep on trucking. That's what was on my mind, to be honest.
Oh yeah, yeah. Now, hey, you know what I got to say to that particular individual who I'm sure is listening. They're one of those hate listeners, you know. So it's great. The one thing I'll say is this: I love you.
Fair enough. Kill him with kindness.
I don't even want to kill him with kindness. I just want to look, man. You know what? Hate me all day. Keep listening, and every once in a while, have your girlfriend throw some money in, because I know that happens. Maybe that's why you hate me. But there you go. I just had a private conversation with somebody nobody knows the identity of, and enjoy that. So, you know, I think that's the problem. Should I say she might be thinking of me? I don't know. Lascivious? Maybe she just loves the sound of my voice, and that bothers you. Is that possible? I mean, I'm sounding a little like Tone Loc tonight, though. I'm just saying. Wow, that funky Cole Medina. See, I can do it.
Right. And then you got Jim Carrey talking out his, you know what, behind you, right?
Oh yeah, that's right. Ace Ventura, Pet Detective.
Yeah,
yeah.
I'll say, you know what? I got a couple of thoughts on Tucker, so yeah, I'll save that too.
Ah, look at this. We're gonna have a Tucker Carlson roundtable.
Tucker, right. Tucker,
bang bang. Yeah. So, Yeah.
Just glad you're doing the show, buddy.
Yeah, well, listen, I'm trying to sound better than I feel, but I definitely feel a hell of a lot better than I did last night because I wasn't even aware that I was messed up at the time. So massive apologies to Mike Swanson, and thank you, brother, for understanding that maybe I just wasn't myself. The plan last night was to bring Carmine Sabastano on for a minute and talk about something that was relative to the JFK case, and then have Larry Hancock on for a much more complex discussion. But, you know, I was apparently not fully on this planet at the time. So, you know, it is what it is.
There's always next week, you know, brother.
Right. Well, Larry's going to be back next week. He said he'll be more than happy to do so. And, you know, so long as I'm feeling up to it, which one way or another, I'm going to make sure I'm feeling up to it. So there goes that. Anyway,
well, that brings up the how did I'm surprised Carmine. I thought he was gone for good.
Well,
according to his rant.
Okay, so I haven't caught you up, I guess. Yeah, here's the thing. I always said he's my friend, and, you know, unfortunately he went sideways, and what can I say? Right, when he was in the midst of his issues, but he had an issue. Look, I just had a public issue myself. Now, I didn't go on long-term rants and, you know, attack my friends, but he did, and, you know, it is what it is. If you're my friend, you're actually my friend. Unless you seek to harm my family, then you become something else. You know, but I, you know, didn't want to hold it against him. I wasn't going to work with him, you know. But we've since come to an understanding, and the man had a problem temporarily, and he's sought help to deal with it. And, you know. Look, I value him not only as a friend, but as a researcher as well, longtime contributor to this show. And, you know, one cardinal sin does not necessarily send anybody to, you know, Ocelli hell. So that's the way that works. Is that a fair explanation, BP?
That's a shirt, dude. Ocelli hell. I'd wear the hell of that. I would wear the hell out of that until it fell off my body.
Yeah, well, you know what it is, though.
It's a special kind of hell.
It is, and you know,
one you don't want to go to at all.
No, for sure. But you know what the thing is that you use the word hell too much, and certain people, you know, start thinking that you might be working for the devil. And when they do that, you know, they cause problems because they have fits like that. And look, look, no offense to any other Christian listening, but if you're so intensely believing in the devil that you believe that I am an agent of him and everything else, it sounds to me like you have an elaborate belief system about the adversary that I simply do not share, and I can't join an army that I don't believe exists. So, yeah. You know, do me a favor and stop judging me, because I'm trying not to judge you. And I kind of thought that was, I don't know, part of your belief system. But anyway, we're, again, not mentioning names, but some people might know exactly who I'm talking about. We'll just leave it there, Chris, right?
Yeah, absolutely, sir. Absolutely.
Okay, because no reason to give somebody airtime or mention their name unless they're actually a valuable person or so repulsive other people need the attention called to them. But I don't even want to call attention to certain people. So we'll leave it there. But as far as Carmine goes, what it is that the man had a problem. So he had an issue, which I consider to be, you know, it is psychological, but sometimes those psychological issues are not just puff pieces and labels applied to people. Sometimes they're very real. And, you know, am I supposed to judge him because he was sick for a moment? Yeah, a little bit until he gets himself under control. And then we can work forward from there. You know, so that's what happened with Carmine, effectively. BP.
Cool.
Right.
Glad for the update. Yeah. I mean, because things, I mean, I know at a time he was cutting everybody off just based on his Facebook posts and things like that. So, yeah, I find it surprising. But, no, it's nice to be updated. I'm glad you guys got it worked out.
Mm. So, anyway, we have, let's see, we have other callers. I did stick something in my mouth because I do need a little bit of food here. So, I am going to eat a little bit during the show and try not to do it on mic. But, we have other callers, and we have Nature Boy waiting in the wings on the Skype. So Chris and Jimmy are both looking to get in on the Tucker Carlson discussion. What do you think we should do, grab Nature Boy or grab somebody off of the switchboard?
Either one. Like I said, go ahead and bring everybody in. My topic's kind of a general topic. Everybody has to deal with it where they live. And it's, like I said, it's just a roundabout way to get down to have something else. I didn't realize everybody had a Tucker position. I didn't think it was that popular a thing, but okay.
No, it's a big deal and a lot more of a big deal than the fact that Don Lemon was dismissed by CIAN. So, you know. Anyways, I'll tell you what, I'm just gonna make the executive decision. Then we're gonna go to the phone because I know Nature Boy is chilling and is always flexible, willing to work with me on stuff. So let's go to the phone lines here. And okay, I had to lean forward to make sure I could read the area code correctly. What I'm gonna do is bring on the 865 area code person and anybody else who's on hold. Please continue to hold. You can hear the show, and I'll be bringing you in the order you called in from now on, after I get to this caller and then Nature Boy. Okay? So, 865 area code, if I read it correctly, you're live.
Hey, Chuck, how you feeling?
I'm you know, doing a lot better than I was last night. Who am I speaking to?
Hey, this is Harlan. We talked a few weeks ago.
Right, Harlan. Thank you. You know, I thought it was you. I thought it was you, sir, but I wasn't entirely sure, so I'm glad I asked. And frankly, before you came up with a different caller ID, so didn't know that that was you. Harlan, you still there?
Yep, it's me.
Okay, great. No,
yeah, I'm still.
Yeah, I'm just telling you I didn't know that that was you, so apologies, but... No, I'm feeling better. I had, I don't know if you heard the explanation, but I had a seizure is what it comes down to. Cause, I've had,
that's what I heard earlier.
Okay. Yeah, I had, look, I've got a little bit of a history, from the time I was a kid. I had my first traumatic brain injury to my knowledge, at the age of 9. And, I've had a couple of them. Well, more than a couple, but, you know, a few. And there's consequences sometimes. I've got a post-concussive kind of syndrome that can have me have seizures on occasion. And they're very infrequent nowadays. But unfortunately, that's really actually it's the third time that I've had something like that happen on air. But the other two times, I believe I was able to cover and recover quickly enough during a commercial break or whatever to pull myself back together. But this was... bit more severe, and I wasn't aware it was happening. So anyway, that's what happened last.
Yeah. Twitter yesterday about it.
Oh, right. Yes, my friend who has access there put that out to let people know because there was speculation that I had had a stroke. So wanted to make sure people didn't think I had had a stroke or I was dead. So because there was already crosstalk about that. Apparently, I wasn't tracking any of that because I was just trying to recover personally, but apparently some people thought maybe I'd had a stroke. And matter of fact, one private conversation, a screenshot was shared with me that somebody thought I had died on air. So that needed to be corrected quickly, because, you know, not until I'm dead do I want people saying I'm dead, Harlan. You know what I mean?
Yeah, you're sounding good as ever tonight.
I
must be doing pretty good.
Well, I feel like crap. But I'm, you know, I'm not strong. I'm a bit weak, but, survivable at the moment. I may not be, you know, 100% on my game, but I'm trying to pull it off. So there you go. Anyway, you got something else on your mind, my friend? Cause I'm sure, you know, I mean, I appreciate your concern, but, I definitely don't want to just talk about this the whole time. So what you got on your mind? You want to talk Tucker Carlson in the round, in the round table in a little bit, or you got something else?
Yeah, well, you know, I could go with that. What I kind of had on my mind to start with, I was going to ask you guys if y'all ever saw, and I assume that you have. I was really wanting to know really more what you guys thought about the video on the internet, 9/11, what's the name of it? Everything's a rich man's trick, JFK to 9/11.
Oh, boy.
A rich man's trick. You guys ever seen that?
I have.
Yes.
BP has. Well, let's go around the table and see about that. Chris Graves, have you seen that?
No, a while ago, if it's the one I'm thinking of.
A rich man's trick. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, Harlan, what was some of the main details in that?
Well, the guy that made it is over in England or Britain or the United Kingdom, whatever they're calling herself this week. You know, they've always got a different name for the place over there.
Yeah.
I believe his name was, I know his last name was Conley, but I believe his first name was Francis. And he just basically, you know, goes through the Rockefellers, goes all the way up through JFK. You know, he mentions a lot of stuff about Oswald and the Morning Shell and, you know, just different things.
I think, I've seen a few documentaries that were like that. So most likely I probably have.
A Rich Man's Trick.
It was a pretty big deal about 10 years ago.
Oh, I didn't think it was that old. 10 years
yeah,
ago?
Yeah, I think I know what he's talking about now. Yeah. Yeah. It's been a while.
All right. No, I don't think it's a 10-year. You know what? I'm going to go check that out because I think it's a little newer because I know it only came to my attention a couple of years ago. A Rich Man's Trick, which has a bunch of stuff in it that suggests that George H.W. Bush is clearly involved in the assassination of John F. Kennedy. Yeah. And it endorses a bunch of other theories.
2014.
That was the Dark Legacy thing, too, also got into that.
Yeah, well, Dark Legacy, which was initially named, JFK 2, The Bush Connection, the John Hanke film.
Yeah, Everything is a Rich Man's Trick came out in 2014, and the man's name was Francis Richard Connolly.
There you go. You had the name exactly correct, Harlan, but 2014, wow, I didn't even think it was that old. So, close, though. All right. It only came to my attention maybe 4 years ago, but good. I'm sorry, I stepped all over you, Harlan. What'd you say?
I was just going to say that it's been reloaded and uploaded several times over because it's been taken down. It had like several million views at one time. And there's a couple different editions of it. You know, the main one's about 3.5 hours, and I think his one's almost 4 hours.
I think BitChute had it. I think BitChute had the longer one on because usually when stuff would get taken down from YouTube, immediately it'd be up on BitChute.
Right. Well, look, you guys can discuss it all you like, but I'm going to tell you that I do recall that about 4 years ago, maybe five, when it was being pushed in my face every single day by people that were pretty much writing to me that I'm an idiot. And here's the truth, and here's what I need to know. They were shoving this video at me, and I said, okay. I sat down and went through it with somebody else. I can't recall who. But on the show, I devoted a show to it to break down all of the, first of all, just historical inaccuracies that are not a matter of theory.
Was one of those people Russ Baker by any chance?
Russ Baker's stuff is involved in there, but I didn't sit down with him to break down the video. So,
no, but I mean, was that mostly what you were breaking down was the Russ Baker stuff?
A lot of the Russ Baker stuff, yeah, but that wasn't mostly what I was breaking down. There's a ton of stuff in there that's just neutral. If you're on the fence about this, if you're a conspiracy theorist or a, you know, look, let me use the proper terms. If you're a conspiracy advocate or you're a lone nut theorist, okay, if you're one of those two things, you should object to a whole bunch of just inaccuracies in there.
It's currently on YouTube.
Yeah.
If people want to go watch it, it's been up, down a couple times.
Mm-hmm.
The funny thing about, I remember when this thing hit and it was getting real big, and just like you going through it, the stuff that was in it was so, I mean, there was not, it was like a rehash, but they, I mean, all of them leave a lot of stuff out. It was not hard to follow, but it didn't really impress me as being, you know, breakthrough or anything even remotely. It's just same old, same old.
Well, it's same old, same old, but it was sort of like, I remember Evidence of Revision, which is probably like 15 or 16 years old now.
Yeah.
I don't know how old that thing is. But, and they made several updates, so some people would argue that the 8-hour version of it was actually from this year, whatever. But that thing circulated a lot, and people were talking about, oh my God, that's so incredible. And really all it was somebody used, you know, a lot of cool video effects to link together bits and pieces of, you know, TV and various documentaries that they picked pieces out of, and they created this massive, you know, presentation. It's a very cool presentation, and there's lots of graphics on there that tell you, you know, this and that, and I think the first line on it in text comes out and says something like conspiratus ubiquitous, which, yeah, you know, is a kind of a semi-correct way in Latin of saying that conspiracy is everywhere.
Well, I don't know if this is the most current version. This is the 3 hour and something version. I'm going to throw the link in the room.
The everything's a rich man's trick?
Yeah.
Here's the thing. People,
well, there's one of those versions that the first of it is basically somebody's, you know, put the internet jubilee on it, I like to call it, where, you know, it's everything's the Jew gimmick. I mean, okay, that is one version of it, that they add about 20 minutes to the first of it.
Right. There's that part of it, too.
Yeah. Myself, I thought there was some stuff in there checked out, but I also felt like there was a lot of stuff was just filler. But I just wanted to add that.
Yeah, no, they're definitely filler, and I'm not, look, I don't, I'm not trying to say, oh, you know, I'm not saying anything about you regarding this movie. I'm just saying that the person who put this together,
yeah,
had a couple of clear agendas, and they linked some things together that people think are correct for one reason or another. A whole bunch of, you know, the reason why I started doing the JFK Myths shows, because yeah, there's a whole lot of holes in, or lack of evidence for many things that people say.
Well, can I give you credit, Chuck, real quick?
Well, I don't really need credit because we're talking about
documentaries. No, but credit, you opened my eyes, sir.
Sure.
With the Russ Baker stuff, just knowing that there were other photos of the individual that he points out to be George H.W. Bush standing in front of the school book depository, just the fact that you pointed me towards evidence that there were other photos from different angles and that clearly it wasn't him, not to say that he wasn't there in the plaza or in Texas or any or nearby, but the guy that the Baker claims is George H.W. Bush is clearly not George H.W. Bush, and yeah, I have you to thank for that.
Well, Exactly. That's what I was thinking, too. Go ahead.
Well, I appreciate that. But, you know, look, anybody could have discovered that. I'll tell you something else, is that a photograph does exist of George H.W. Bush on that day in a location that a lone nut theorist, okay, somebody who's on the side of Oswald's guilty, the Warren Commission had it right, even though they made mistakes, this kind of guy, named Steve Rowe, researcher on the case as well, all right, came up with a photograph that, you know, from a fairly decent source, in my opinion, showing where George H.W. Bush was at lunchtime, and it wasn't Dallas, just for the record. he's at a Kiwanis
Club.
It
was club. Or wasn't?
It was not in Dallas. He was in Texas. Okay. Yeah. He was running for office at the time. Yeah. Harlan?
Wasn't he actually in Houston area? Wasn't he actually in the Houston area?
No. Yeah, wasn't he at a luncheon for his campaign in Houston?
No, it was not Houston. I believe it was, now don't quote me, I know it wasn't Houston though, but it was something like, I think Alice, Texas maybe?
Was it Austin?
No, not Austin. Like Alice, Texas. I'll double check on that, or we could, okay, if somebody could reach out to Steve Rowe on Facebook right now and ask him where George H.W. Bush was photographed at the Kiwanis Club, which Kiwanis Club it was, in Texas on that day. If somebody wanted to ask him, because I have the photograph somewhere, and I have a little article that I was going to try and put out about it that a publication did not want from me, so I have it in a PDF somewhere also to talk about it, because there's a bunch of events.
Tyler.
Thank you. I knew it was a name, yeah, like a person's name. Tyler, Texas. That's it.
Yeah.
And there's a photograph of him. Now, I'm not saying that, you know, with absolute certainty that he couldn't have gotten from there to there, but, you know, we got to get into the logic of what it is that George H.W. Bush would have been doing on the ground. How is it he's squeezing it in while he's running a campaign? You know, there's a lot of things that go into it. You put him in the city at the right time first. Try and do that. To my mind, it's not possible for him to be in Tyler at the time that that photograph should be taken and for him to be in Dallas. But, you know, again, if somebody can produce a photograph of him that's, you know, not been tampered with and shows that he was there, I'm more than willing to look at new evidence. But that was still.
I always thought it was curious that he didn't know where he was on 11/22/63, though. I know that's not evidence.
We never really said that. Hold on, Chris. People are always saying that, but he never said that.
That's been repeated many times. Yeah.
Well, educate me. I don't know about this.
No, no, go ahead, Jimmy James. Go ahead, because you have a valid point here where it's not. He's never actually said that, except the one interview, he didn't answer a question. That's, you know, but this has been repeated so many times that a lot of people have started to repeat it as if they have some sort of primary evidence that he said this. And go ahead, Jimmy James. What do you got to say about that?
Okay, there was a book released around 1979 or 80 where just a lady started collecting people's memories of what they were doing that day, and one of the people that she wrote was George Bush.
That's
and
right.
He told her exactly what he was doing that day. He was giving a speech at the Kiwanis Club, and then he gave her a bumper sticker, Bush for President.
Right. The book.
Yeah, I stand corrected then.
The book was, I forget the name of it, but it's obvious by the title, and I believe, don't quote me, but I believe, Jimmy James, it was released in 83. Right around the 20th anniversary. But, you know, again, that was something that I did not see in real time. It was something that I wound up collecting later because I collected that. I had the book with the letters to Jackie and all that stuff, which have been put out regarding the case over the years. And that was one of those books. Yeah, famous people and where they were.
It might not have been released to them, but she had been writing people for, like, I guess, over 10 years to collect this thing. So,
yeah.
But at the time that
he
wrote back to her, he obviously, it must have been the 80 election because he threw in a bunch of Bush for President crap.
Well, it could have been earlier, too, because remember, George H.W. Bush ran in primaries. You know, he participated in primaries before that for president.
Yes, he did.
So it could have been one
of
those.
That's what it was. It was before he was on the Reagan ticket. He was running himself as president.
Right. So he could have. So to my mind, I think what happened here is around 1973, she started, if I remember correctly, she started. Trying to get, you know, contacting people. She had a handful of people already that she had just had access to, and then she got the idea, let me collect these, and she ends up giving like one or two pages to each one of these, you know, notable people for one reason or another. Some of them famous or some of them that, you know, were in the government at the time and et cetera, et cetera. To be like, hey, where were you when this happened? Because, you know, anybody who is maybe my age and then has dealt with somebody a little older than B. Pete, say, has always been treated to stories about, oh, I was in school and we got an announcement and then we got sent home from school, this kind of thing, right? And that was the first time I ever even heard of the phenomena of everybody knows where they were on that day.
In September 11th.
Yeah, like September 11th now, is that, you know, look, tell me somebody who doesn't know if they are, oh, I don't know, above the age of, let's give them 10, let's just say they're above the age of 25 or 30. Most of them will recall, you know, when I heard about it is I was at work, I was at school, whatever. So, yeah, that was one of those books that got collected like that, though. You're absolutely correct, Jimmy James. And he did state it in there. Now, during another interview, he kind of just didn't answer the question. And now it's just become one of those things that people have parroted over the years. He didn't know where he was. And also, Barbara Bush didn't know where she was because she had written a book and I think made some indicator in there. Not even a totally clear statement of, I don't remember where I was. But some kind of thing about, oh, I don't know, maybe I was at the hairdresser or something. I'm not sure. You know, and that's the way it was in her, I think it was a memoir, something about grandma. You know, like a grandma's story.
I remember that one. It was called My Tune. and she gave the same thing, said that they're at the Kiwanis Club.
Nah, okay, so it's a different book we're talking about then. Because the other one I'm talking, I know it was like a grandmother's story or something like this, and it might have been a cooperative effort with somebody else, but it was meant to be like a memoir, like a biography, and it just was, I don't know.
She talked about her kids, her sons and stuff too in it.
Yeah, right. Look, I'm not saying I recall the name of it, but I think it's a different book than the one you're thinking of, Jimmy James.
Okay, wasn't there some book that she wrote in the name of her dog?
Oh, yeah.
I think I remember that, too.
Yeah, I never read that one, but you know, who knows what's in that one? Who would read that? I don't know.
Crowley.
Oh, here we go with that, too. That's another ridiculous...
I'm just kidding.
She's Aleister Crowley's daughter or granddaughter or God knows what else. You know. Well, maybe they, you know, and Merkel. Merkel's supposed to be his Hitler's granddaughter, even though it doesn't make sense timeline-wise. He would have been dead already. They froze his sperm and... All right, now you're letting everything out, Chuck. I know. But, you know, look, and I scoff at these things. I mean, unreal things do end up being real, that's for sure. But a lot of times, I mean, it's just common sense. But back to this rich man's trick thing, it particularly got under my skin because it was like, you know, first of all, you know, you're not accepting that the Jews are responsible for everything. And then second, you know, you're protecting George Bush. I'm like, wow. How weird is that? Me, the guy protecting George Bush? Okay. Nope. I'm one of those people who will tell you that, you know, Russ Baker had it right, that they're a crime family, in my opinion, but not necessarily for the same reasons most people say they are. And, you know, well, you loved Clinton because you voted for him. No, I just think he was a, you know, less than a full-fledged member, but definitely an associate of the Bush crime family. Just, you know, under slightly different management. You know, so it's like Ray's Famous Pizza, right, in New York. I mean, it's Ray's Famous Pizza, Famous Ray's Pizza, the pizza of Famous Ray. And they all have a similar name, and they all make pizza. You know.
Are they famous?
Well, they are now, aren't they? Because we're talking about it.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? And, you know, and at the end of the day, are they all getting the tomato cans from the same company? Probably, because they're about a block apart from each other in New York.
That's something I noticed in the South. You know, there's always a First Baptist Church, and mm-hmm. then there's always another First Baptist Church. And usually one is a white church, one is a black church. And 9 times out of 10, the black church is really the First Baptist Church.
Yeah, there's that. But there's also, you know, how many Mama's Barbecues and stuff is there, right? I mean, you know, the original Mama's Barbecue, right? The barbecue joints down here do that, too, where it's like, it seems like you people all know each other.
I've run into more Bubba's Barbecues than Mama's Barbecues.
Yeah. Well, maybe I saw the Mama's ones because of the weird spots in Georgia I've been to, but I'm telling you, it's one of those things. It's like, I never heard of Bojangles Chicken until, like, 2014.
It's a local success story.
Yeah, I know. I've gotten told that many times.
Yeah, but we'll have to take it to Gerald's Barbecue in California.
There you go. You know. Or, oh, God, what was I just thinking? Oh, a Subway sandwich, right? Bojangles. Well, I was moving on to Subway because Bojangles is something I never heard of until I got down here. And then I'm also, you know, totally freaked out by the fact, oh, Subway sandwiches are good sandwiches, like you get in the Northeast. And I'm like, no. That's not how they. Oh, yeah, I know the company is like headquartered. I know they're headquartered in Connecticut. Okay, because at one time I was, you know, operating a franchise through a modular agreement with, and I was part of the people that brought Exxon together with that because it was very easy.
Well, think about how screwed up Connecticut is, and then you'll understand Subway.
Oh yeah, no,
it ain't like Jersey Mike's.
No, not at all. I lived in West Haven. I totally understand. Okay, so, you know, the poorest of the havens up in Connecticut is where I was. West Haven. Notice nobody talks about West Haven. You know, and it's so funny because it's like they're very, very proud. It's just like if you go to Ohio, they're extremely proud that that's where Wendy's started, you know. How did I get onto this fast food crap?
Well, Indiana with Pizza Hut.
Really? Is that where that crap is from?
I believe so.
We're getting out of control of this stuff.
You know what?
We started with a reasonable concept, the rich man games thing.
You know what, Jimmy?
Here's my memory of that video. I remember it being around. YouTube kept popping it in my feed back then, and I never watched it.
Right.
Because by then, I was clear enough in my head that I knew just by the title is bleep, beep.
Yeah, well, I'll tell you what. I got somebody working on archives right now, right? When they come across the show where I broke that down, because I took about a full 2 hours going through it point by point, I don't think I finished it, the whole movie, my notes. I think I had something like 17, 18 pages of notes of like, here's what's objectively inaccurate. Here's what's, and then when you take these inaccurate things and you build narratives and a thesis or sub-thesis off of each one of these points, this is what you get. If you accept A, B, and C, then yeah, sure, George H.W. Bush is in charge of the CIA in 1963. You know what I mean?
Chuck, I always thought that what would make a good series, and I don't know your schedule or maybe it's just a good idea for another show that could be done, but to take all of these things, JFK, 9/11, Oklahoma City, and I got to give a shout out to Chris Graves on Oklahoma City. I listened to his show the other day with, I think it was Chris Emery from Noble Lie.
Yeah. Very nice.
And good show. And I went, I found it. I had not seen that movie.
Really?
I've seen all the other stuff that Jaina Davis.
Wow.
Yeah, I had never seen it before, but I had kept up with all the stuff that Jaina Davis did in her books and
and
work like that, but I found it on Tubi. They have a lot of conspiracy themed movies on Tubi, I found. So it's a free stream if you've got cable or some way to stream it into a hot stick or something like that. So excellent channel.
I did
want to give you Yeah, I did want to give you a shout out for that. But I always thought a good series to do would be to take all of these things and go, where are we now? And go over from the time it happened, like 9/11. I like to watch the 9/11 movies because I see the progression of the argument.
Right.
BP, you're actually reading our minds because Chuck and I have talked about that for the behind the paywall thing.
Yeah,
9/11 timeline series.
Well, let BP finish his point though, Chris, because I know where he's going. I want to give you a bit of praise too. So be quiet while we praise you. Go ahead.
But I was going to say, to take each one of these things from JFK, and you can show that I like watching them simply because you see the progression of the theories. Take JFK for example. You got T. Thompson that came out with a book here not long ago that. After all the years, he was one of the first. 6 Seconds in Dallas, face it, was, the bedrock that a lot of this stuff was built on.
He put out Last Second in Dallas.
And it's nice. Yeah, it would be nice to go through and find those changes from the people that were, in on it first and what they now believe as an update to where these things stand. Because Oklahoma City, now that's one, that's a topic there we could spend the next 9 months on.
Right.
Never get to the bottom of. But, you look at the story that people were handed at 9/11. Well, why was the story handed to them the way it was? It's because they sucked it up when Oklahoma City happened and the government found out what they could get away with. I mean, face it. So if I just thought it would be a good series for someone that's very knowledgeable on the subject to get them together and say, okay, well, where do you stand now? What is it that changed in your way of thinking? It's just an idea I'm throwing out there.
No, absolutely a great idea. And again, praise to Chris because he had two people on that are involved in the film company. Now, the lady whose name escapes me at the moment, Chris.
Mary Ellen Moore.
Okay. Mary Ellen Moore was on before Emery. And the thing is that, Noble Lie is one of my top rated conspiracy based documentaries, period. I wanted to have somebody on when I first started my show from A Noble Lie. So that is a guest I intend to poach from Mr. Graves. because I want to have a discussion with Mr. Emery, and he seemed receptive to it. So definitely going
to
cover that.
I have to ask, has Chris tried to get a hold of Jaina Davis?
That's been in the works for a while. It's just a matter of her getting back to me, yeah.
Oh, okay.
There you go. Listen, speaking of things in the works, though, for my own reasons, I want to take a break. But also, caller who has been hanging on now for a little bit, I know some minutes, I didn't want to interrupt everybody else's flow, but I haven't gotten to you just yet. I will as soon as we come back from a break. So stick around. The Friday night open mic on the Ocelli Effect is live if you're hearing us on Friday, the 28th day of April, 2023. My co-host Pete Pete is with me. Many callers I will list, shout out to, and all that in the next segment. Stick around. WallStreetWindow.com. Gold, silver, the stock market. WallStreetWindow.com.
Perhaps you're invested deeply.
Perhaps you're not in deep enough. Maybe you're thinking about getting started. WallStreetWindow.com. Michael Swanson, the brilliant author of The War State, understood these trends professionally for many years, and now he gives you the benefit of his knowledge. WallStreetWindow.com. Go there now.
Uncle, do you remember that time when Benjamin Fulford said that an Asian secret society was going to dispatch ninjas to take down the Illuminati?
Oh, that's interesting. Yeah, in the cartoon.
Yeah, did that ever work out too good?
No.
It didn't, did it?
Didn't work.
But here on Ocelli.com Radio Network, things work out a bit better, don't they?
Much better.
I mean,
it's clearer in understanding about the programs. The programs are much clearer. Getting live people into it, they really have a good conversation going.
Much better.
Much better scene.
I say forget Benjamin Fulford and his ninjas and listen to the Ocelli.com Radio Network.
I agree. It's straight to the point.
Straight talk.
And I like that idea.
Ocelli.com.
The War State by Michael Swanson explains the great national transformation that took place and put the Kennedy presidency in the context of the times and reveals never before published information about the Cuban Missile Crisis. President Kennedy would not have been assassinated if he had been president 200 years ago. His assassination took place in the context of the Cold War and the rise of the national security state. Before World War II, the United States was a continental republic. In the decade that followed, it became an imperial superpower. Generals such as Curtis LeMay not only wanted to invade Cuba, but knew that there were short-range missiles on the island armed with nuclear warheads that they could not destroy because they were on mobile launchers. Their invasion could have led to a third world war, and they wanted to go to war anyway. The War State by Michael Swanson reveals why and will show you what President Kennedy was up against. For more information, thewarstate.com.
Ocelli.com.
Revelation through conversation.
Get ready for the Ocelli Effect.
Are the dynamics of a crowd? How do you move a mob? How do you excite them? How do you make them feel as one with you?
I don't know how.
Join them first.
Join them?
Yes. When you speak to them as if you were a member of the mob. Speak to them.
Bring me 15 hookers now and get the drugs ready and take me to the private island.
Nowadays, if they'd landed in trip ships wearing pink uniforms, they're like, tranny. Literally, everyone would just kneel and go, oh. She goes up on a throne and craps, and they wipe her fat butt. Come on. China's going to let you dress up like Mary Poppins? No. China's going to shoot you in the back of the head and blow your brains all over the place. They want to shatter your mind talking about Justin Bieber! I kill my kids. This is real. I kill them. I kill them. I kill them. I can buy you for the dollar. I have seen. I know. I know who the enemy is, and let me tell you, they are vicious wolves who hate you and your family. Oh, it's free like a piece of cheese. The little mouse comes out and, well, bam, breaks your neck.
TheChelly.com Radio Network.
Revelation through conversation.
This is James Corbett of CorbettReport.com, and you're listening to The Ocelli Effect at Ocelli.com.
Going to Chuck Ocelli.
When you hear Chuck Ocelli, you know it's Chuck Ocelli.
You are about to embark upon the Great Crusade. The eyes of the world are upon you. The hopes and prayers of liberty-loving people everywhere march with you. In company with our brave allies and brothers in arms on other fronts, your task will not be an easy one. Your enemy is well trained, well equipped, and battle hardened. He will fight savagely, man to man. The tide has turned. The free men of the world are marching together to victory. Good luck, and let us all beseech the blessing of Almighty God upon this great and noble undertaking.
Haven't used that one in a while, the bumper there. Segment number two of the Friday night open mic on Ocelli.com. This is The Ocelli Effect, and I am your host, Chuck Ocelli, and this is my ridiculous radio voice, and it sucks. Anyways, welcome to it. Here we are. Lots of callers, and we're going to try and have some fun with it tonight. Maybe I'll do my Tone Loc impression again, just because I'm enjoying it. Screw it. It is what it is tonight. But serious topics and some good stuff. We have a pin in the topic of Tucker Carlson. We still have to allow BP to get to his time. But also, I've got another caller on the phone, and we still haven't gotten Nature Boy on the Skype. I just recalled that I should have joined Nature Boy in by now. So, BP, co-host, help me. I know you said, you know, speak for yourself about organization. Help me organize. I think we owe Nature Boy a spot first, and then the caller right away after him. What do you say?
Yeah, that's fine. We can go to Nature Boy and then bring the other person in. I mean, this discussion does. I don't need my 30 minutes. We've got enough here on the table that we've been talking about. So, you know, I'll leave that up to you.
I see. So
if
you're
want to dive in it, we can, or I can use it next week. Doesn't matter. So whatever.
You're willing to yield your time, sir, since we have the term correct, right?
Well, I don't know. I may recall my time. We'll see how it goes.
Oh, I see. You might reclaim your time. Is what you're saying. Yes. Okay.
There you go.
No problem. No problem. So, I see that, Nature Boy is telling me, call me. Dude, I might be avoiding calling you for a second because I'm trying to straighten something out, but don't worry. I'm getting you. All right. So we're gonna try and drag Nature Boy in, to the discussion if, the Skype will now cooperate. And we're going to do that, and we also got a caller that I promised to get to after the break, so we're going to do both things as quickly as is Microsoft possible? So that's the way it is. I am still on a PC. And my co-host is definitely going to have to handle some of the management here, because we got plenty of people joining us so far. Jimmy James, Chris Graves, right? We've got, let's see, who else? Harlan, the interesting man who brought up a rich man's trick. And I love this guy when he's called in. I guess I have Don Jeffries to thank for Harlan joining us, and also Chris Graves. Which, by the way, Don Jeffries came up in a recent discussion. Maybe I'll get to that later around the Tucker Carlson discussion. Anyhow, whatever's whatever. Nature Boy, you're now with us, aren't you?
Oh, my.
Oh, my.
Yeah. Oh, my.
Your voice is deeper. I can't compete.
I've always learned that from George Takei. He's an interesting individual. Now, originally, when you first started the thing, BP, you brought up a thing on court cases. And Chris just had one of the best interviews I have heard in recent memory with, I think her name was Christina Redex Verdue. I always mispronounce that, about the Whitmire case. But as time went on, I think we covered the heavy stuff. So we can either go to that, which, by the way, is an absolutely fascinating case, about, you know, the amount of informants in that case. We had 12 informants and 3 actual FBI agents. When they got arrested, most of them were the feds. Witnesses. It's a really fascinating subject, and she.
Well, that's comparable to. Yeah, it's comparable to January 6th, where in the Proud Boys you had more informants and FBI personnel than you did Proud Boys.
That's right.
Yeah, I believe including the leader of the Proud Boys.
He was a narc for a long time.
Mm-hmm. But we did some serious stuff, and if we want to have fun, I have some naked news. I even have international naked news. So, BP, take the pick. You want to go serious or you want to have some fun?
Well, wait a minute. You're not producing this show. Hold off. Because
I know. I tried.
I promise.
You're so good. I tried to. I can't put nothing by you, Chuck. Damn.
But look,
I call my 30 minutes.
Okay, that's fine. But I promised people certain things here. I said we'd cover a rich man's trick. I said, you know, a little bit more. We're going to go around. We just started to go around with that. And what else did I promise, BP? Do you remember?
I don't know. I don't know.
Okay.
Did you promise?
No, good. At least I know my brain is firing somewhat. Okay. I asked everybody, and that is a test for tonight. Everybody seemed to want to discuss the Tucker Carlson thing, and I said, hold off and we'll get to it. So I got to allow them that. All right. I mean, it is, this show is all about the callers. So we got to do that, right?
Yeah, we can get to Tucker. I got a few points on that I find kind of hilarious, but you know, I'm not a big Tucker fan, so.
No problem. So here's what we're going to do.
I don't see the social impact.
Naked news we could cover next week, if need be, okay? But Nature Boy, I want to get to it. I want to try and get to everybody. So let's do it. But first, I got another caller, and I want to see what they want to talk about and what they want to throw on the table. And then we'll have the full lay of the land, and we'll move it forward. How's that sound?
Sounds like a plan, Stan. Sounds like a plan.
Okay. Anyway, and also, I should nod to Nature Boy, recently, a bunch of shows, guess what? Because Nature Boy was working with me on them, did some booking, did some producing, and do we have the most recent discussion from Wednesday Wildcard up yet on Rockfin or no?
I'm still working on it.
Okay.
I did go kayaking yesterday, my new boat.
No problem.
Tonight, I'm calling in here, and tomorrow, I'm guilty of going kayaking again. So Sunday is the day to get up on Rockfin.
Well, no problem. Then, all weekend, we're going to have different things coming out, because I had a discussion with Gardner Goldsmith, which needs to get out there, and that was recorded on video. So that's going to get out there. Believe it or not, that was a little more of a light show. Spent a bit of time talking Star Trek, if you didn't hear that one. So the night before I had my seizure, we were talking Star Trek. These things are not related. Is what it is. And then on Tuesday, I had an interesting show. Let's see, that was the Tuesday show this week. No, but we had some other good stuff recently, and we got some good stuff coming up. So you might want to stick around. We're also going to hear from Ricky Verandez very soon from the Ripple Effect. So Nature Boy is producing and maybe adding
William
other
Ramsey
nights.
Too. That was a great interview.
William Ramsey, another good one.
That was.
That one's really actually been put out. And that was all about the Smiley Face Killers. And if you don't know what that is, go ahead and check out the post anywhere, and you'll see there are links to the documentary. William's work previously, and I have had him on to discuss it, but apparently the research world is getting in on the act now a bit more. So with that, let's move into this other caller that's been on hold quite a while, and now I'm starting to feel guilty because I hate keeping people on hold this long. But you're live. Who am I speaking to?
Don't feel guilty, Chuck. It's me, number 6 from the New Prisoners podcast. I'm happy to hear your voice on a Friday night, my friend. Glad you're back.
Well,
and a good time, too.
I didn't go away for too long, but apparently part of me went away last night. So it is what it is, but I'm not giving up that quick. So that's just the way that's going to roll. Anyway, you got something on your mind, or you want to roll with the roundtable that is developing?
I definitely want to roll with the roundtable that's developing about Tucker, because I started something earlier this week along with our good friend Chris Graves of getting Don Jeffries in as the replacement for Tucker. So maybe we'll talk about that a little bit.
Well, I don't think there's going to be a need to replace Tucker, and I think Tucker's new job would be the one that Don is going to want. But, good luck on that one. What can I say? I'd love to see Don Jeffries get paid like that. Don't know if I would celebrate him going into the corporate world where he is now not going to be anything like his own man if he's owned by Fox. So, you know, I don't know if that would be a blessing or not, and I like Don too much to want him thrown to the wolves right away. So, but that's cool if that's your thing. And we got another caller on the line that might have something to say on this topic as well. And there you are, live and loud. Go ahead and tell everybody who you are.
Yeah. Talk about, you said Tucker.
I did.
I had to call in because my other posse members called in, so I couldn't just be left out.
Ah, I see. So very, very, very much like an infection. When one bump shows up, the rest of the TNP spreads. Yes.
That's a shirt, Six.
There's another shirt.
We don't die; we multiply.
There you go, babies, kids.
Wolfman,
yeah. No. That was Robin. Help me out, Six. What was the guy's name? Robin, stand-up comedian, passed away.
Robin Williams?
No, black guy.
No.
Oh.
Yeah. Oh, look at that.
Dang it. You got me. I'm going to have to look it up.
You really don't know? Think about it. You remember, did you see the movie?
Oh, I've seen the movie. It was definitely my era. I remember buying comic books with the advertisements for that movie inside of them.
They advertised that in comic books?
What was the joke again?
What was the line, Chuck?
It's not a line. It's
we don't die, we multiply.
We don't die, we multiply. Babies, kids.
Oh, God, that's right.
Yeah, so you don't know the name of the guy?
Not off the top of my head. No, I do not.
See, I told you guys I didn't have a stroke. Robin Harris.
Oh, yeah. Okay.
Okay.
That's the guy's name. And from his stand-up routine, he would talk about he knew this single mother that had this crazy group of kids. And he said the youngest one came up to me in his stand-up routine before they made a cartoon movie out of it.
Well, it was a cartoon, Babies, Kids, or whatever, yeah.
Yeah, but what I'm saying is before it was a cartoon, it was just part of his stand-up routine, and Robin Harris got hot for a minute and then died, like, right after they recorded all the voices for everything. So, boom, Babies,
Kids. March 18th, 1990, it says. Yeah, he died March 18th, 1990.
And when was the movie put out? 91?
Pulling up IMDb yeah, 91. Right now. Yeah.
Something
they,
like that.
They just showed the thing, yeah, for Bebe's kids. He did Do the Right Thing as well in 89, Mo Better Blues in 1990 as well.
Yeah, he was a Spike Lee guy. And he was in House
Party too. Wow.
He was just breaking. He was just getting famous, and then he suddenly died. But he was a stand-up comedian, and Bebe's Kids was the, yeah. No, no, I remember this quite well. This is around the time I graduated high school. I'm pretty sure Bebe's Kids came out, like, let's see when Bebe's, I'll look it up. Screw it. Bebe's Kids, when did it come out?
Bebe's Kids.
Release.
Right around the time of Cool World.
I don't know. I don't know about that. Let's not get into the shittier parts of movies. Oh, I'm sorry. July 31st, 1992, Bebe's Kids was released. So
92.
Yes.
Right after Batman Returns. That's right.
But
I saw the trailer for that.
The relevant part is that Bebe's Kids came out after Robin Harris died, but he did record the voices for it. So just saying, he was on the cusp of being big, and boom.
But relevant.
Yeah, but I'm sure it's on YouTube somewhere where he does the stand-up routine, which is also hilarious, and that movie is pretty much his stand-up routine turned into the movie. Not a super popular movie, that one in and of itself, but a cult classic after his death. Anyways, I love it. We don't die, we multiply. Which, by the way, that kid, voiced by, guess who? You know the answer, don't you, Six?
That Tone Loke?
It was Tone Loke. Correct. See?
Nice.
It all comes back around. Synchronicity. Anyways, Lisa, didn't mean to call you a disease. You didn't even get to say who you were, but here we go. You said your posse's here, so you're here. You're ready to talk about Tucker?
Yeah, that's all I'm here for.
Oh, okay. Are you mad at me now, Lisa? I got this sense of... I got this sense of you.
How could he manage you?
You SOB, you just called me a disease. Well, I called into your show and you're a jerk now. Grit my teeth. That's what I'm, am I misreading things?
Of course you, no, I've been, you can ask Six, you can ask Chris. I was a woman of very few words today. Was I not, people? I was. That's just.
All right, I'm just
you,
I'm just.
Are you kidding? Yeah. I love you, Chuck. Come okay. on, I rave about you all the time.
All right, look, I'm just in a
That's
playful mood.
In the pocket.
Cool. Look, I'm just in a playful mood, so don't be offended. I pick on my friends a little bit sometimes, and they definitely pick on me. So, it is what it is. Let's move forward, though,
it would
because
be hard to offend me. Let me just say that, okay? Really?
Excellent. Excellent. Excellent.
I
like
the best
that.
Of them.
Cool. So we are not worried about triggering Lisa. Okay.
I would be very upset if any of you guys stepped on eggshells. I would be very, very upset.
Cool. We need to let Lisa and Mrs. O go at it for a minute. Be hilarious. Because, you know, when she gets rolling, she don't care. Curses on my show and everything, even though it was being broadcast live. Yeah, anyway. So moving forward, Pete, help me organize again. Where shall we go now? Shall we go straight to the Tucker discussion? Shall we continue with a rich man's trick? I think we should put a rich man's trick to bed. Let everybody, if they want to say something, go ahead. But quite honestly, the thing falls apart real bad. If you examine, you know, facts. And actual evidence. A lot of bad assertions in there. And then a lot of popular themes, I know, but, you know, support your arguments with real stuff. Anyway, we could do a whole breakdown on that in the future. So, anyway, what do you think, BP? Shall we move into the Tucker Carlson discussion, or did you want to reclaim your 30 minutes right now? I think we got enough people on. We could put a pin in it for now and get to the Tucker.
Yeah, we can go on to the Tucker discussion, and I know everybody's got a lot to say on it. I'll go ahead and get mine out of the way first. Basically, no big deal. Tucker he's the number one primetime news guy. Okay, that's great. He was in a big position. People have left Fox before under worse circumstances. They're getting ready to prepare to throw a bunch of dirt out there if he wants to go to court over anything. One of the most hilarious things I found in the whole situation, though, is there's this upcoming trial from the producer that is suing them for hostile work environment and everything, and she's named Tucker in a lawsuit, and he's never met her.
Mm-hmm.
Tucker Carlson does all his work remote from his home studios, either at home, he's in Connecticut, I think, or Florida.
I don't know.
So when he does his broadcast, he's working remotely.
Mm-hmm.
And she's suing him for a hostile work environment and things that went on between other workers and things like that. And I just found it hilarious that we are so litigious as a society that you can now be, you know, sued for creating a hostile work environment. You could be on the other side of the country, you know, doing what it is that you do. She's never met him. I find that hilarious.
Well,
but other than that, I don't think it's any big deal. I mean, remember when Bill O'Reilly went through his big blow up at Fox? He was the number one guy, and Tucker took his place.
Mm.
If I'm not mistaken, and you can correct me on this, didn't Tucker get his start back when Lucianne Goldberg and the blue dress and everything was going on? Didn't she bring him along or something?
That's right. Yep.
Okay. That's what I thought. Tucker, he's going to do well anywhere he goes, but he's no different than the rest of the guys in media, except that he doesn't seem to kowtow to the corporate end of things as badly. And he'll call a spade sometimes, and it ticks people off. But I've never found him to be that controversial. I've never found him to be that dismissive or you know, the charges of anti-Semitism and things like that. I mean, nothing that he said has really stood out to me. But then again, I don't follow him on a daily basis. So, you know, he said a lot of things that I have no clue of. But I just don't see the big hullabaloo. He's going to land somewhere just like O'Reilly and Gretchen Carlson and all the rest of them and do what he does.
Mm-hmm.
Now, Fox may have shot themselves in the foot for the fourth time in the same hole, but, you know, Fox is going to spiral down anyway. They've gotten too big. They can't survive. They've taken what? They took over Sky News. They took over, not the Times. What is the Post, New York Post?
Mm-hmm.
They're huge now, so if Fox dies off, it's just another version will be reborn.
Yeah, I got to tell you, though, it's when you look at the fact that they can absorb that lawsuit, that settlement, I'm not too worried about them diving or not surviving or whatever. But let's pick somebody else to go on to here because, I mean, I got the capper on this, but boy, oh, boy, I'm going to let everybody else go through it first. So where shall we go? Should we go to Jimmy James? Because, you know, we haven't heard from him in a minute.
Yeah, I think he brought up Tucker first, I think. Yeah, we'll go to him. And,
I think that's
I know
only
Chris had something he wanted to say on it all.
Well, I think we should go Jimmy James and then Harlan for sure, because I think the two of them would make sense. And let's try and keep it tight, though, so we can get around to everybody for sure. Jimmy James, what do you think about the Tucker Carlson dismissal? And by the by, if you want to mention Don Lemon, you could, but she got canned at the same time. But, you know, nobody cared.
Right.
But I'm just messing with you, Jimmy James.
Very odd coincidence. Not for nothing. They both acquired the same attorney to represent them.
Yeah, no kidding.
He beat me to the punch.
Now, as far as Tucker goes, I have never watched his program.
Okay.
I am not a Tuckster or whatever. But that's irrelevant. The big difference between Bill O'Reilly and Tucker, Bill O'Reilly committed misconduct. Tucker Carlson was fired for the things he was saying, apparently. And I don't know if you guys read the behind-the-scenes memos. He clearly isn't a fan of Donald Trump, oddly.
Mm. Text messages. Yeah.
That's about what I know about it.
Yeah, I think there were text messages. There might have been memos, too, but I know there were text messages where he definitely was saying, you know, this is ridiculous and crap and blah, 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 and I can't stand this Trump guy. But that was just part of what was released, you know. Yeah, text messages. But anyhow, that's your total thing on Tucker Carlson, eh? Jimmy?
Oh. Well, okay. No, I think it's not for nothing, but their entire primetime lineup has lost millions of views. People are apparently not amused with them.
Yeah.
In the same way they're not amused with Budweiser right now.
Hmm. But as I tried to point out to somebody earlier this week, and they don't believe me because, oh, no, they're having a sudden dip in their business. Look, long-term, brand awareness is up, and I don't think that Budweiser or Anheuser-Busch is going to go under anytime soon. So, you know, that's just the way I see it, but I'm, you know, I'm crazy. So how about we go to Harlan and see, notice I'm holding back my view here because I think I got a way to solve everybody's problem real fast, but it's going to take me a few minutes. Harlan, yeah. You got any thoughts?
Just a quick note before we go to Harlan.
Sure.
You know, on Budweiser, you're talking about, you know, they've had a dip in business. Bud Light was the basic number one beer for light beer drinkers simply because of the venues that they got in at sports arenas and things like that. Okay, Bud Light's going to survive. But InBev, the company that owns Anheuser-Busch now, AB InBev, since they merged, has over 600, what's their total now? 630 beer brands in 150 countries.
Mm-hmm.
You know, but Anheuser-Busch still has their share. Yeah, they've lost some market cap share, but they'll bounce back. They're a beer company. People are going to drink beer.
Mm-hmm. Very temporary, and a lot of them are going to drink it where, in venues, like you said, where beer is available, and that's it. It just happens to be Bud Light.
And if they make the price point right, they will keep selling it. Sales will pick up if they just drop the price of a 12-pack.
Yeah, or zero reaction whatsoever, because it's not necessary. Look, they got a controversy, and I haven't even thought about Bud Light because I'm not generally a beer drinker. I haven't even thought about Bud Light in about, you know, 10 years. So who cares? You know what I mean? To me. But now I'm talking about it, and everybody I know is talking about it. So, you know, hate it, love it, doesn't matter. Brand awareness, presence is locked. So anyways, just saying. But no, somebody specifically sent me an email. They're paying for it because you're wrong about this, because I spoke about it on Hell and High Water earlier this week. And, yeah, I think it's a complete joke that anybody even gives a crap about whether Bud Light is, you know, oh, they're endorsing a trans. No, anyway, I got a lot to say there, but I'm not going to be able to break it down right now. So it's irrelevant. I think we should go on to Harlan. Harlan, you still with us?
Yeah, I'm still here.
All right. So what are your thoughts on the Tucker Carlson? You know, is this significant? What do you think?
Well, I'll just throw out a couple points here. I'll kind of derail the show, you know, over here into a YouTube video. But I heard the other day that he ain't going to be able to take another job like with Newsmax or somebody for like 2.5 years. I don't know if that's true or not. I've not had a chance to look at it.
Yeah, no, he may have a no-compete clause. A lot of times these guys, especially TV anchors, they give you a no-compete clause so that you can't easily pick up your audience and just literally drain it to another place. So,
Well, they did better than that. Instead of the non-compete, they just still got him on contract. They haven't canceled his contract. So he's on the payroll. They got to pay him anyway, pay out the contract. So just keep him employed until after the elections, then he's a free agent and can go where he wants.
Well, yeah, that's the smarter way to do it.
They're real smart about this stuff.
No, that's the smarter way to do it if somebody is a significant enough threat, let's just say, right? Look, okay, if your penalty for non-compete is, all right, you'll have to pay us $2 million. So the next company comes along and says, look, we'll give you the $2 million you need to pay them, and here's your salary. You know, so they figured out that that could be a problem. So what you do is you just keep them on staff, and they are still exclusively tied to you, even though they're not on air. So, you know,
how does this make business sense? Wouldn't this be like firing Michael Jordan in 1991? I don't get it.
Yeah. But the thing is, business sense, they've had a lot of people call in and say, look, we're going to pull our advertising from Tucker Carlson.
Sure.
That's the one thing that you don't see out there. When your big money sales guys go, yeah, we'll buy time, we're not buying it on that show, that cuts deep.
Yeah, but that's the initial reaction, right? Still not knowing who they're going to put in there and who's marketable. Hey, look, it's still a lot of variables in play. But like I said, I'm not going into my, we kind of cut Harlan off a little bit. So go ahead, Harlan. You were talking about this and you introduced that idea that that's part of the situation. And, it's really very typical. They're structured in different ways to have it so that he can't go to another place and drain his audience in the immediate, straight over to another competitor. That's what they do. So that's normal. And, what else you got?
Harlan. One other point I like to make about him that I've not heard anybody say that anywhere so far is I don't think they're going to be able to stop him from, you know, making posts on his social media, especially if he's not calling Fox News out directly or whatever. If he just wants to come out and say, well, my opinion is this is a better candidate or this guy's a better candidate. And as far as the Bud Light stuff goes, something that I noticed about the time that, you know, all the conservatives got fired up with the shorts and the videos on YouTube, and I've seen more on YouTube than I have on Facebook. Don Jr. and a lot of others on the right, they run out here, you know, putting the boo-boo face and saying, well, you know, we shouldn't do this, and I advise you not to do that. And all these stories start popping up that they're giving more money to Republicans than Democrats. What happened to this go woke, go broke? I mean, that's the reason why I criticize, you know, these conservatives so much. They're all about the free market until it works in a direction that they don't want it to. But I always, you know, just laughed at it because I know, you know, what it was going to be. They'd, you know, come up with some kind of BS. I've noticed these conservatives is real good about cheering some of this stuff on, you know, the mainline ones, and when they get the herd going in that direction, they just cave, collapse, and drop it on the people, and they're still over in the cold of the professionalism, you know, playing, you know, professional wrestling, you know, amongst the Democrats and, you know, the rest of the ruling class. So it didn't take, you know, rocket scientists to see where that was going to. And it'd be the same thing with this trans stuff. You know, it's all right to criticize them now, but will it be in 2 weeks or, you know, a month when they get done fundraising off of it? Get, you know, people, you know, fired up. But I did think it was funny by the time the video started rolling out, you know, the upper end of the chain had already done jerked the rug right out under.
Now, look, when you still have Tucker as an employee, right, of, you know, Fox, whatever it is, News Corp, whatever corporate banner he's under, they may still have some say over what he's allowed to present as a, you know, on his social media and all that stuff, because they may have taken some ownership of his social media, because there is a difference between you as an individual and you as a performing person. And I've tried to point this out with me, you know, just familiarity with contracts with musicians, they could still have a great deal of control over social media. There's plenty stopping them from going out there and saying something. He's contractually obligated, most likely, if they have maintained him as an employee.
Mainly talking about, I could see like his websites, different things of that nature, but far as like, you know, his personal accounts, if he wanted to vaguely say something like that he has a couple times this week and drop hints and stuff like that, I'm sure, you know, he's going to. I don't see him coming out and calling Fox News, you know, straight out or saying, you know, Sean Hannity is X, Y, and Z, or, you know, this person, you know, they sucked when I worked there or whatever. But I could see him, you know, coming out there kind of trolling him a little bit, you know, right up to the point that he thinks he can get by with.
Yeah, but that's my point, is that it's not, you know, just because you think his personal account, it doesn't necessarily mean it is. You know, that's
true.
The thing.
It all depends on who.
He ain't going to get two done.
Sorry, he's not going to get what?
Go ahead.
He's not going to get what?
I don't think he's going to get two deep into it. You know, I mean, but one other thing, and I'll shut up and let everybody else throw their stuff in here. Just remember, Glenn Beck had a lot more viewers than what Tucker did, and Bill O'Reilly.
Yep.
And Sean Hannity all, and they jerked him off there.
Mm-hmm.
for doing a lot less, mm-hmm. you know, a lot less than what Tucker's let up. And I'm not one of these people, you know, that thinks, you know, Tucker's a god or whatever. I appreciate some of the stuff, you know, that he said. For all we know, this could just be another part of the script. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? But he has let a lot of stuff slip. But, you know, they jerked, you know, Glenn off. I'm not a major fan of him, but, you know, they pulled the plug on him when I think he had 5 or 6 million viewers at 5 o'clock. Tucker mm-hmm. just had like 2.5 to 3 at 8 o'clock.
Well, fair enough.
But to be fair, that was before streaming got real big. I mean, they used to have way bigger audience.
Yeah, but, okay, fair enough. But let's move on because we got a few others that might want to drop something in here. We got Chris Graves and Nature Boy, and then, of course, Six and Lisa still to get to it. So I think we should go to Chris next. BP, do you disagree?
No.
All right. Chris, you got anything you want to add on to this discussion here?
I'll just keep it real short because I wanted to hear everyone else's thing. Mm-hmm. Yeah, no, I personally, just the way that Tucker was acting the last couple weeks, he was on Adam Carolla's show, mm-hmm. and he was praising out Adam Carolla about building his own empire and his own studio. And at first, I thought maybe he was in on that, the fact that he was going to get yanked. Maybe he knew something was coming, and that's why he was gave the appearance of being more outrageous or whatever, mm-hmm. you know, by talking to Bobby Kennedy for about 5 minutes and talking about Pfizer being, you know, sponsoring Fox and calling them out for it on the air or hinting at it or whatever. But now I'm not too sure, to be honest, because I don't know. I think it's just another version of Mockingbird Media. And I think, Chuck, you had mentioned something earlier this week, possibly.
Oh, yeah.
Maybe even just to me. I think it's a new phase of, like, possibly a new generation of, you know, people penetrating the alternative media. And maybe that's what Tucker's going to do, become the new Joe Rogan or the new this or that, or, you know, build himself back up. I don't really put much faith in Tucker or any of these talking heads, to be honest.
Now, look, he's not going to be Joe Rogan, because, I mean, even though...
No, just as an example, like, just mean, like, oh, he's going to pick himself back up by the bootstraps, you know, that thing.
Yeah, no, but he doesn't have the chops to be Joe Rogan.
He has the potential to become the Joe Rogan of his demographic.
I disagree with that entirely, because Joe Rogan has... Joe. Anyway, I'll leave it at that because it's just that's a little too bizarre. I wouldn't put him with Rogan at all. Rogan's an entertainer.
What I was going to say is in his demographic of blue-haired old ladies that sit down and watch Fox from the time they cut the TV on until the time they cut it off, he's got his niche and he can become very successful and very profitable in his niche. Mm. That's my comparison to Rogan.
Okay. Yeah. Well, all right, if that's where you're going with it. So what does that leave us with next? Let's see. We got Nature Boy.
Well, I don't hold a large opinion on Tucker Carlson, but I think Chris brought up a good point about playing 4D chess, that possibly this could be part of a bigger plan to make him look like an underdog kicked out of the, quote, mainstream.
Yep.
And kind of make his way into the, quote, alternative media and possibly, and I'm only saying possibly, be part of controlled opposition. I find it interesting, and I'm on the fence with Tucker. I really like a lot of what he has to say. But when you look into his background and really dig deep into his background and his family background, mm-hmm. it really makes one suspect, you know. The fact that, you know, him and Cooper, who is the blonde-haired CNN that
Anderson
the
intern, Cooper, yep.
Vanderbilt. Anderson. Now, Chris, I have a question. I've heard that Tucker also interned with the CIA. Is there any truth to that? He did?
He did as well, yes.
Okay,
I've come across those documents, yes.
So as far as the controversy on Tucker Carlson, pretty much it is what it is. It's a distraction du jour. Mm-hmm. I think Fox shot himself in the foot they're going to take a nasty financial hit by firing their most basically popular host.
Mm-hmm.
But they'll get through. They'll get by. And next week, there'll be another catastrophe that the average person will forget about this whole thing about Tucker Carlson. So that's about it.
Well, I figure that actually at the end of the day, all this stuff with Fox, it's going to be like renovating a house. It looks messy at the moment, but it's going to go up in value when they're done. Anyway, I'll leave that as a preview for what my comments are going to be eventually. But we still got number six and, you know, prisoner number six. And also Lisa waiting on the line. I think that's all we got left there, B. Pete, right?
Yes.
Mm-hmm. And I believe six joined in first.
And Lisa. And,
yeah, so I think six joined in first. So we'll go to six first and then let Lisa round out everybody who's on here with the exception of myself at the end there. So number six, if you haven't fallen asleep on us yet, because we are already about 15 minutes away from the end of the show. What are your thoughts here on the Tucker Carlson thing?
Couple things on the Tucker Carlson thing. One, nobody knows because nobody has a copy of any of the agreement that Tucker has with Fox News. So mm-hmm. we're not sure whatever the stipulations were for the firing. There's been a lot of speculation there.
Mm-hmm.
There's also been rumor of a dossier on Tucker. I wonder what kind of dirt that they may have dug up on him there at Fox.
Mm-hmm.
But also, speaking of dirt, because they buried the story, actually, with the whole settlement between Fox and Dominion.
Mm-hmm.
Whenever the settlement agreement was reached, that buried any of the evidence that any of us could ever see that would, sort of expose anything as far as, like, what Fox knew about the election, what their hand in it was, and what Tucker knew or felt about the election. So I think a lot of people are making pronouncements, but they haven't really been able to view the evidence because it's locked away, and I think Lisa will probably be able to elaborate on that a bit more as to why. Mm-hmm. But also, the reason why I brought up get Don Jeffries in Tucker's seat on Fox is because out of the personalities in the alt to the alt media, I think Don would probably be the most pleasant to have in that position. Many probably wouldn't accept a position with Fox, but Don would be a great representative for us if we were to send somebody, I believe, just because the way he gets along with people of different varieties and of opinions. And also, I think Don really connects with the America 1.0, as he calls it. That's probably the mainstay of the viewers of Fox. Mm. Definitely not people in Chris and I's generation or below it. So,
mm-hmm.
I'll pass it on to Lisa from there.
Well, before you pass to Lisa, let me just ask you something here. You don't think David Knight would be a better fit out of the people that you work with all the time or in the same universe of?
David wouldn't take the job.
Oh, I didn't say David would take it. I just said you don't think he would be a better fit, though?
Yeah. I mean,
don't get me wrong. David, I love Don, in his but
format,
you know.
I would argue. Yeah. Yeah, I think I like David in his format. I think I love David in his format when he's able to do his own thing.
Mm-hmm.
Putting it into like a 1-hour television show like that, I don't think that would really fit his style as well.
Mm. Okay.
I have mad respect for David though. But yeah, I think that I think Don would bring it home as far as like bringing people together that are, because Don is a populist, as he calls himself.
Mm-hmm.
And I think that that's probably the easiest and most marketable platform to replace somebody like Tucker Carlson with.
Well, I just wouldn't wish the soul poisoning on Don Jeffries that would have to take place in order for him to join News Corp. But, you know.
Neither would I, my friend. And Don knows that they'd never take him anyway. You know, it's just like, but in a perfect world where, like, the media wasn't such scum, I'd send Don.
Mm-hmm. Okay, fair enough. Everybody's entitled to their opinions, that's for damn sure. But, hey, I got a feeling we're going to hear something slightly different from Lisa because, well, it's Lisa. So what are your thoughts, Lisa? Because Look, there, you know, and I appreciate Six's point about we don't know what's in Tucker Carlson's contract. That's for sure. But I could say that you could educate yourself with a guess if you take a look at some things that have come out in the past regarding how News Corp handles their people, whether it is a Geraldo Rivera where we've gotten to see some things, or we did get to see a little bit about what Bill O'Reilly had, you know, in his fistful of dollars, and all that kind of stuff. And there are other names that people have forgotten about. But go ahead, talk to us about what you think about this.
Yeah, well, you know, can you hear me okay?
Oh, I hear you fine.
Okay, good. Because I get my headset in, so I just want to make sure. yeah, well, I'm pretty much actually on the same page as a lot of people, as I guess have said, especially Nature Boy. Did a great job. I loved his analysis. I think I've always said this. This is pro wrestling. This is like Britain's Circus Man. They love getting people pumped up. So I'm not worried about Tucker at all. But I'll tell you the real red flag that shows this is all a shit show. Okay. The videos of Alex Jones and Tucker, you know, the two of them together. I mean, that was kind of like tripping the shark, don't you think?
Mm-hmm.
I mean, Tucker is going to be BFF now with Alex Jones. Does something not just smell right now?
Yeah, interesting how that works, huh? So that's your old thing.
Come on.
No, that's hey, look, if that's where you're at, that's how you see it, right?
Well, I think there's something weird. Something weird that all of a sudden Tucker is BFFs now with Alex Jones, and it's all these videos out on Twitter now. I don't know. There's something wrong. This is all a game, and my usual word, which John Henry loves to poke fun at me, but it is a controlled op.
Mm-hmm.
That's my story. I'm sticking to it.
Look, fair enough. And vaguely, some of what Nature Boy had to say and some of what you just had to say, Lisa, sounds very similar to part of what I shared on the show. I think it was Tuesday. here, and I'll tell you, I'm not saying Nature Boy got it from me. I think it's just a little too obvious. If one steps back and realizes that a whole lot of people out there who consider themselves part of the alternative sphere very recently were encouraged to embrace Tucker Carlson. Why? Because he was willing. And here we go. Now I'm going to call out some things here without, you know, bashing anybody. But here's the thing. Everybody got a little enthusiasm in the JFK research community. Look, he let Larry Schnapp on his show to talk about the documents. And then, and I'm not going to stay on the JFK topic, hang on and bear with me, but he also came out and made that predict, you know, that proclamation, if you will, regarding, hey, the CIA might have something to do with it. Now, he dropped that, provided no evidence, just said, well, according to the documents, which is a good, nice little, you know, three-card Monty game. Hey, look at this, follow the lady. But you turn it over and there ain't no lady. All right, because he didn't give you anything to work with. He just made the proclamation. He signaled, he used virtue signaling to encourage, and this happens all the time with the alt media, the alleged alt media, every single time. I see this over and over again. Not going to name names about that right this minute, but here we go. Tucker Carlson's a good guy. He agreed with us. He had something good to say about the vaccines. He had something good to say about this and that. He's willing to talk to Bobby Kennedy Jr. He's willing to speak out right on time before he's going to be dismissed. Is that about right? Yeah, it is. Now, here's the interesting thing. I think that this was all purposely timed very nicely, so that we can now introduce another alternative media person who will be approved and part of, yes, indeed, both Nature Boy and Lisa gave the phrase of the day. I think, you know, radio stations used to do that all the time. Hey, we're going to call you up, and if you can tell us what today's phrase of the day is, you win whatever bull crap. And, you know, depending on what era you're in, tickets for the most popular concert. And the phrase of the day right then and there.
Let me answer.
Go ahead.
To get the tickets, is that controlled opposition?
It is. Nature Boy is going to go see, pick a decade. You want to go see the Doobie Brothers or what? Anyway, look,
That's what I was getting at, Chuck. He's controlled opposition. I was agreeing with you from the other night.
Yeah, well, and because that's all there is.
Now, but then I said Rogan like an idiot. I was trying to find another correlation.
Yeah, Rogan, look, Rogan, for better, worse, or for stupidity's sake, is an entertainer. I don't think he's a good one, but, you know, apparently the people that fund him and propped him up and made sure he was the number one podcaster.
Don't they call Tucker the same thing? He's not a journalist.
Yeah, but that's, look, a mime is an entertainer, all right? But somebody who actually is in the business and doing something is an entertainer, right? Okay. So, that's the way that works. I mean, he's like a mime compared to Eddie Van Halen.
Street cred in the conspiracy
case. Exactly. Street cred. Now you're hitting the right notes as far as I'm concerned.
Well, I was saying it all week, but I don't know. I'm tired.
It's okay. But street cred is exactly what was being developed.
That's allegedly a record.
What's that?
Sorry, I've got a delay. I'm here in the middle of Kansas. I said Subway's allegedly a restaurant, too.
Yeah, exactly. But hold on. See, here's the thing. You guys got to watch and take a look. Look at the pattern, okay? Pattern recognition. You brought up all the right people, too. Glenn Beck, you know what? He got introduced out there because he was the renegade, and he's going to be the conspiracy theory guy. He was approved, and Blaze was running just fine for a while. But here's the problem. Glenn Beck, not very interesting on his own. At the end of the day, you're looking at just not an alternative person, but again, another right winger. And that's all there is. So they figured out a way to off-brand the right wingers so you can feel special. You're not just part of the stuffy old Republican way. You're out there in the alt, in the fringe. Cool. But Glenn Beck can't hold it up that long. He's just not strong enough all by himself. Now, he was well-funded for a while, and people supported him, and he still exists. Bill O'Reilly, everybody would have thought that as soon as that guy went independent, no problem, and he's not hurting, trust me on that. He's not hurting, but, you know, it says something when he's sitting down with Meathead Cuomo now, okay, constantly, over on News Nation, where Cuomo doesn't know what to do with himself. He's over there on a Christian network trying to figure out how to reclaim his, I'm actually a lawyer and I might be an intellectual. And he's still got that meathead look on his face. Yes, Fredo, we know. You're part of the privileged class. Anyways, this is what Bill O'Reilly's spending his time doing. Bill O'Reilly is fading because, you know, despite, I don't know how the hell he ever sold books, it was the same story over and over again. And I hate to admit it, but a guy who was partially raised in New Jersey, there you go. Another guy, the no spin zone, where all he did was spin. And indeed, he was a phenomena unto himself, crushing anything Tucker Carlson was doing. Now, Tucker Carlson doesn't really need to work for it.
Another thing with Bill O'Reilly, too, is he's got his little circuit now. He's the favorite calling guy for Glenn Beck and Sean Hannity and Clay and Buck. And, you know, I'm surprised that he's been able to be as successful as he is. Now, yeah, he had 4 best-selling books, what, 4 out of the 8 of killing whatever the topic is of the week.
He's got a very long...
He's done well. But it's surprising, though. You think about when he left. He left basically because he was a pervert, and Fox decided to boot him. He was bringing in like $400 million in advertising.
Tucker
wishes he was as successful as Bill O'Reilly was.
Well, but that's my point. And by the way, look, in the killing books, believe me, I mock those all the time because they're ridiculous and stupid. And quite frankly, if that's your idea of, you know, a good piece of work regarding historical revisionism of any kind.
Well, he's not writing books. He's got a staff out there that compiles a bunch of crap. He gives it his little homie twist and then puts it out as a bestseller.
Well, of course.
The reason it's a bestseller is because of the following in the cult of personality that was, you know, that he established when he was on Fox. I mean, there's a lot of people who still listen to Bill O'Reilly, and you have to sit there and go, why?
I know, but see, publishing game again. Look, and it goes beyond the killing books, B.P. You forget, he had a long series of books that was all about, and it was just a rehash once over and over again, which might as well have been the Make America Great Again series, because it was all about, look, callbacks to a better time when I grew up elsewhere and things were simpler. He was writing those kind of books, okay, before he started his killing stupidity, okay, which, yes, I agree, I can't prove it beyond a reasonable doubt that clearly he's not the author behind those books. I mean, you know, just looks that way to me because I'm familiar with the guy's writing style back when he had to write for himself. Because again, believe it or not, I was
he's always had a staff.
Yes.
He's always had a staff doing this crap for him.
But he had different, you know, look, different grades of staff, okay? At a certain point, he had a smaller staff that, and you can tell from the material that was produced, all right? And the thing is, he's got a long history there, but as a publishing, you know, dynamo, this is not even his strong suit. That's a side hustle. Okay, and it was time for him to slow down. He can work at his own pace now. This is semi-retirement for him. This is his golden parachute time where he becomes the outlier, the podcaster, who is now also part of that media sphere. You see how this is going? You build up somebody in one of these venues, and then you loose them into allegedly being an independent producer of content. So what are they doing? They're absolutely creating a space where truly independent creators of information media are now going to get crowded out and priced out. Okay, this is what they're doing, is creating a much larger disparity between the corporate-supported, allegedly independent jackstick that they built up and sent out into the world. What they're doing is effectively, strategically, destroying legitimate alternative media. This is the point of it. Tucker Carlson is now going to be the latest in this wave. Alex Jones, well, he was an outlier to begin with, and he was introduced, and now he's the boogeyman that he's supposed to be. But again, you know, the guy can only go so far. I mean, the truth is, he's not, and this is a key thing with these guys, he's not overall likable to people that don't want to like him out of spite. So Alex Jones cannot fill the entire vacuum of controlled opposition on his own. You have to take some of these other people with larger followings that are automatically being taken legitimately. See, this is very much just like when people would scream, look, I don't believe in government-run media. I can't believe how the U.S. government funds media. I mean, look at PBS and look at the agreements they make with the networks. And those very same people embraced, somewhere around 2010, when a very sophisticated PR campaign was put in play for Russian state media. All of a sudden, your alleged alternative media people said, because there was legitimate oppositional information being released by the likes of Tom Hartman and individuals who had a, let's just call it, antagonistic attitude regarding this country, this culture, etc. Well, Russia hired them and put them into their English-speaking sphere of influence. And all of a sudden, people that were supposed to be independent people that would look for legitimate news sources outside of themselves to help along with their news programs and everything else started to take RT as what? A truth-telling source, as opposed to objectively looking at it and saying, look, it's a state-controlled media, therefore the interests of the state
will be represented primarily and will only be allowed. See, that's what happens when the state runs the media, right? Or am I wrong? I don't think so. But you know what? You say this and people start screaming, well, you know, you just hate Russia. You're just going back to your cult. No, I'm talking about a reality here. Anyway, what this is yet again another way to hijack, poison, and corrupt the legitimate independent media, and I hate using the word alternative anymore because they're not the alternative. Almost none of the alternative media is an alternative to anything because they base themselves off of either mainstream media sources or these, I don't even want to say wolf in sheep's clothing. I want to say you might as well call them transvestites because they're putting on the cloak as if they're something, but they're pre-op, man. They didn't even commit to the mutilation, okay? So they didn't even go there. They're just putting on the clothes and going, look at me. I'm opposition. I'm willing to be a truth teller. I'm willing to take a risk. There's no risk involved when you're well-backed. There's no risk involved when you've already made your money. And now it's time to rotate the chairs, okay? See, because this version of musical chairs, you don't rotate the people. You just rotate the chairs. This is why you end up with somebody like, let me think very, very carefully. Who was the, oh my goodness, the lady there who kept going to different networks and all that. That's a legitimate story of Van Susteren, Greta Van Susteren. She went to every type of network and everybody decided that she was, you know, part of this, that, the third thing. And all it was is that she was a completely disconnected from any sort of agenda hack. And, you know, and then she screwed up by getting that plastic surgery, which made her look very strange. As far as I'm concerned, I mean, not at first, her skin was just tight at first, but now she looks pretty odd. Anyways, it's all irrelevant. It is about crowding the space where there could be something that is truly independent, that is not stuck on one of the false ends of the BS paradigm. Because even those of you that think of yourselves as conservative or liberal at this point, you know what? You don't necessarily, if you were a classic liberal or if you were a classic conservative or even a classic libertarian, you don't recognize the alleged hallways of the agenda that's in play. No rational classic liberal is going, hey, I'm going to agree with all this wokeism, you know, even when it contradicts itself. No, 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 not at all. And conservatives, real, actual conservatives who believe in conserving things, who believe in, you know, limited government and all that stuff, well, no, they're not supposed to believe that anymore. It's limited government if you can limit the other side, the alleged opposition. But otherwise, no limit to what it is they're willing to do. It's BS. The bottom line is this is propping up simultaneously of the false paradigm in media. They're not alternative to anything. They're not outside the mainstream. Their funding sources look a little different. They change corporate logos or create their own after they've had a sufficient amount of time to shuffle the chairs. And that's all there is to it. So Tucker Carlson is going to come out like a Bill O'Reilly, but Bill O'Reilly has not been legit successful as far as bringing that audience that he had, that massive audience. He hasn't been able to bring that to his independent platform, but he is occupying enough space and he's doing significantly well enough with his people in that space to completely take away the options for somebody else to explore, I don't know, somebody who is not actually controlled. Now, he did get dismissed for a different cause and all that, but tell me that if somebody's not a valuable enough asset with one of these news corporations that they don't and haven't and didn't cover up the bad behaviors of people, including the boss over at Fox. I believe some of that stuff, the ales and some of the other madness. Come on now. They'll cover it up if you're worth protecting as an asset. And if you're not worth protecting as an asset, they pretend to burn you. And you go out with, you know, coincidentally, you got plenty of funds to get everything started and rolling any which way you want. You can do that and do it at your leisure. It's semi-retirement for O'Reilly. He's not occupying enough space, so now they're going to offer up Tucker Carlson into the alternative corridor, into the alternative space that is available. The independent media and the independent thinker now gets another con job. This is independent media. Now, Tucker, he was too wild for Fox. You know what? No. And that's why I said David Knight, by the way, because David Knight is a legitimate conservative. In my opinion, a legitimate conservative libertarian. Now, a guy like that, that's an independent thinker. He is. And he knew quite well what it was like when, you know, and we covered it on my show about, well, let's talk about what it was like to get dismissed from Jones Corp. You know, Jones Corp that magically had the money and still needed money bombs. And so do all these guys at a certain point. Go over there, fundoreilly.com. Come on, buy my crap and everything else. I'm even going to put a hat on your producer, Meathead Cuomo. You got a lady producer over here. Hey, baby. And you even hear little tiny side things going on there. I think O'Reilly might have legitimately been a creep, by the way. But whether he was set up to be a creep or he was legitimately a creep, if they really needed him to stay in place, they would have bought off what they had to buy off. And, you know, Me Too only goes so far when you put enough millions on the table. Okay, whether it's a legit complaint or not. Right? You want to walk away from this and let us keep our program in play?
Chuck.
Go ahead.
Chuck, do you notice, though, it always comes down to the supposed sex allegations for anything to ever happen?
Mm-hmm.
I mean, seriously, you can talk about, you know, conflicts of interest or doing some really, you know.
Yeah, why?
I mean, serious why? Criminal stuff, but it's always the sex thing.
Because yeah, you know why? That there's an easy reason for that, Lisa. You know what it is? Very simple. I love this. Nobody seems to ever want to say this or figure this out, but the bottom line is that it works both ways. Here's the thing. If you want to believe it, it's very easy to believe. Actual evidence. Okay, you're a murderer. All right. Show me a body. Well, I don't got to show you a body when it comes to this. I don't got to show you a lot of things. I can make accusations that work for this. This is real easy. You know what I'm saying? And even the claims of...
Chuck.
Yeah, go ahead.
I got to say, you're way off base. Greta Van Susteren needed that nose job.
Okay. Look, I will respectfully agree to disagree with you. I really think, you know, it would be much nicer if women remained natural as opposed to butchering their faces. I mean, and, you know, guys,
Thank you.
No help is no help. I mean, what are you going to do? If you're not born with the blessings of the Adonis structure, you know what? Live with it. you know, it's called character. Get some. Point is, and you know, women, look, I understand whatever it is you want to do. Actually, I don't understand. And that's why I say, you know, with all my blessings, go forward. But I would much more, it's just like the breast implants thing, man. You know, leave it natural. I'd rather deal with whatever's natural as opposed to, you know, hard plastic bags under the skin.
I'm leaving mine alone, Chuck. So there you go.
Well, you know, look, and I'm sure your moves. I'm sure your moves are all natural. I believe it.
I'm unscheduled for a reduction.
Listen, if you got a back problem, BP, go for it. What can I say? But in truth, I think that quite often you're better off going with the natural plan. But that's just me. What is not part of the natural plan, though, is the way that this alt media space is invaded, corrupted, and misdirected. Tucker Carlson has been introduced to the alt media now as a good guy. He comes again from a privileged background. He's got connections to various interesting, you know, think tanks and all that. Pay no attention to any of that. Because, you know, that might have something to do with his motive. That might have something to do with his mindset. That might have something to do with who his real associates are. Not just the things you see when the cameras are on. And well, if you pay very close attention, I'm almost done. If you pay very close attention, just let me get this last point out. Very close attention to the things that he has now laid out over the past year, which is as far as you can go with the memory holes in the American and, in fact, English-speaking world's mindset. Their lack of ability to pay attention, their lack of ability to retain things or understand historical context in any way, it works perfectly. You only need the last 12 months. Look at how he positioned himself. Look at how he was positioned. He was ready to go when the Dominion thing came out, when those leaks came out. Leaks like those aren't done strategically. The bottom line is this. They will continue to corrupt and fill the alt space with a bunch of counterfeits. That's what you have. A counterfeit opposition that is generated and put out there to keep you busy, to keep you involved. Listen to the guy screaming about the gay frogs, even though there is something under there that is legitimate about the actual chemical feminization of men, the chemical hyperfeminization of women. There's plenty of things in the food, the water, the air, and the soil that, you know, slowly but surely, it's not just a conspiracy theory. Seems like maybe there's something to it. But no. Pay attention to the guy screaming about gay frogs. Don't pay any attention to the real research in the JFK community, although we'll give you a glimpse at it real fast. Just the CIA did it. Take that. Run with it. No evidence, no proof, no work on it because, not because it's untrue, but because let me give you a poorly based argument so that it does actually fall apart when you try and parrot it. That is the point. That is what they're doing. And the corrupt pollution that is now coming into this media sphere and has been continuously flowing into it reflects the fact that definitely 10 years ago, but 20 years ago also, this thing that we do as independent content creators, as independent media people, was a serious threat to the corporate structure. Now, they've gotten it together so that not only are we going to create this BS paradigm in front of you and use something like Donald Trump as a ratings grabber, as a content generator, we're going to use him 24 hours a day. Tune over here to hate him, tune over here to love him, tune over here for absolute BS on him. It doesn't matter, he's on your channels 24 hours a day. Push, push, push. That's the truth of it. That's part of what saved them. But previous to that, they were legitimately threatened. They were losing viewers. They were losing people to independent creators because the level of truth, even among the crazies among us, guess what, was way higher than the BS, the spin, and the pre-scripted crap that was coming out of the corporate media. They were gonna lose. They were gonna go down. Now they're not. And you know what? Don Lemon, it's hilarious. Just final commentary. Don Lemon, I think more than anything, is angry that nobody even paid attention to the fact that he got dismissed. And I'll tell you something. He's not part of any vast conspiracy at all. I think he's just a dick. And therefore, it was too difficult to work with him. Because guess what? Again, there was a listener that happened to work for Don Lemon at one point to this show, and he was listening, and I could tell you a whole story about that, but I'm not going to devolve into it, because here's the thing. He's not even significant. He's a plug-and-play, you know, insert generic host here. Not a problem. Good presenter, smooth, and, you know, he can be sympathetic as far as the PC movement goes. Black, gay, from the South. Man, all the way around, you know, very non-threatening. Excellent. The guy fills and checks so many boxes, but not really all that useful if he's going to be a dick when they're trying to organize something over at CNN because they are falling behind. They need Trump to run because they need him for ratings at CNN. So they need him. And DeSantis ain't going to get the job done. So here's the bottom line. We those of us who are actually part of the alternative media, who are actually part of an independent media, who are actually out here putting ourselves on the line, who are putting our own treasures and futures, okay, on the line. No offense, Six, but there's a reason why you're just called number Six. You don't even want to come out with your full name. A whole lot of people don't. You know why? Because it'll ruin your life. People will actually destroy you if you're part of the opposition. They will, and you know what? Some of us don't care anymore. Some of us have our limits. Some of us won't even use our own names, and you're not the only person I've ever known like that. It's not like you're afraid. It's just strategically you're intelligent. That's all there is to that. If you legitimately engage and you're on your own and you don't have financial backers and you maybe have a collection of friends, eventually, if you pose enough of a threat to the actual system, it will come for you. So these guys who are allowed to say certain things, who has a meeting with the CIA and then tells you the CIA was involved with the Kennedy assassination, that's a beautiful thing. So the CIA told him, why don't you run with that? It's BS, and you don't even have to, you don't even have to give them any proof, because there's going to be a certain number of people that are going to gravitate toward it. Pay attention to the strategy. Pay attention to the pattern, because it's there. And you know why there's such a thing as a playbook? Is because when you do certain things and you run it a certain way, it tends to work. Carlson's going to work out just fine. He's not going to suffer financially, that's for sure. And now he's going to occupy another space in independent media land where he's not really independent. He's not doing any of his own stuff, but it won't matter because he's got the brand recognition. And boom, welcome to the next phase of controlled opposition. That's it. Sorry, B. Pete, I needed to get it out of my system because I've been holding on to it all this time. Not just today, but for a bit, ever since this came out. And to tell you the truth, I knew this was coming. This is why we're seeing some shuffling in the media. We also saw the, that idiot from the Late Late Show also is retiring.
James Corden.
Corden, you're going to see dismissals from a bunch of different media organizations, not just people in front of the camera, but behind, because it's time to let the next wave, the current wave of indie media cock blockers, okay, is not getting the job done well enough. That's that. BP, go ahead.
Chuck, what do you make of Susan Rice leaving the White House at the exact same day they fired Tucker and Don Lemon? That's kind of weird.
I say look for her next job. It's going to be interesting, and it'll be connected to the media. That's what I say. Maybe she'll be involved with Donna Brazile. Oh, I didn't laugh, Chris. Okay, I didn't laugh when I said it. Watch.
I did it for you, buddy.
Thank you. So, B. Pete, now that I've ranted and raved, and I've said my full piece and gone overtime, sorry, man. I had to finish it. What do you got?
No, that's fine. I had a simple question. This would bring up Greta Van Susteren when she left for various places. Can you discriminate against a TV host that goes out and gets a facelift, and when they come out, they're looking like they're taking 9 G's in a wind tunnel? Can you fire them for appearance?
I mean, those eyebrows are tight. I'm thinking, you know, it's a dicey thing, because I guess technically you can't. But realistically, you should be able to, because, you know, part of your business.
It's not federally. It's based on presentation. I don't think it's a federally protected statement to say, look, you know, look at her. That's why we fired her.
No, plastic surgery disaster is not a minority. I don't know, you know. Shout out to a song Metallica recorded. But anyway.
Yes.
You know, just saying. I don't think that plastic surgery disaster is a minority, no.
Interesting.
But
anyway, we have run long. I don't know if we want to get around to everybody's closing thoughts or what you've got scheduled, but it's up to you.
Well, look, are you having to work early in the morning? Do you need to bounce quick?
No, I don't need to bounce. I'm taking the next 3 days off just so I can get some stuff done around here.
Well, then I say we give everybody a fair shake with their final thoughts for the week. We've gone overtime a bit here. We're actually about almost 2.5 hours long. Either we take a very short break and let everybody collect their thoughts, or we just start calling them off. What do you think?
It's up to you, man. We could do it either way. I'm good on coffee, so we'll just, if everybody else needs to take a break, run to the John or get something to drink, we can put a short break in there.
I'll tell you what, super short break is what we'll do, and we'll just get a couple of things in. What do I got to do? I guess I'll run a couple of interesting things that I don't normally run during a break. I think I already ran my little Alex Jones mix. Shout out to Nature Boy for helping put that together and actually assembling it. So glad that I have my own heavy metal Alex Jones mix now for the network, and it actually contains a couple of snippets from Cirrus Minor with AJ and some of his priceless quotes. Should I run that one, or you know, should I go get that song? Did you hear the song that shouted me out and Chris and a few other people, Nature Boy?
I did. I'd like to hear that AJ kind of thing. I like old AJ, and maybe a little bit of Erroneous Method would be good, a little break music. I think that'll work out fine.
Okay, so you're thinking we should play a little Method Heads and the AJ mix that you came up with. Is that right?
Yeah, I think so. It would be appropriate.
All right, that sounds good. Let's see if I can find the AJ mix real quick, because I know I already played it, so... I know it's in here. What was it under WTF or something, right? Where is it? B Pete, just in the meantime, while I'm getting this together, was there, but you know, I know you had your big piece, but was there anything else you wanted to add to the Tucker, deal before we're all done here today?
No, I know a lot of people on here tonight that are in the group think that this is, you know, some form of controlled op and all that. I don't know that it's so much that.
Wait, that we are, or that Tucker Carlson is? Whoa, that we are, or Tucker Carlson is?
Huh?
Are you saying that the Ocelli effect is part of the controlled opposition, B. Pete? Are you saying that?
No.
Because you
what
said
I'm
we.
Is a lot of people in the roundtable had think that the Tucker move and all that is controlled op, or watch what's going on over here. And I understand where all that's coming from, and I agree to a lot of your points, but you know, I just think it's the business times that we're out there. We're going to reach a point with the internet the way it is. You're going to have an oversaturation of independent journalists, if you want to call them that, to the point that it's going to be hard to pick out the voices amongst all the noise.
That's right.
But it's been that way for quite some time, and it's just going to get worse.
Yeah, right.
To me, you know, I still look at some of these people that may be considered control op. Glenn Beck, say what you want about Glenn Beck. He had a big following. Mm-hmm. He went out on his own. He is an excellent source if you want to follow the documentation on a lot of things that he covers.
Sometimes.
I got to give him credit for that.
Sometimes,
sometimes. He does get in-depth on a lot of discussions. So, you know, I used to listen to Glenn Beck quite a bit. I try to listen to him now. He does Wednesday night shows on YouTube and things like that on specific topics. And I really like the way that he gets into some subjects and gets down deep. Others, yeah. I mean, Tucker is one of those guys. He says things that kind of put him on the edge. I've noticed that CNN and MSNBC and all reports are referring to him as extreme, the extreme Tucker Carlson. Well, he's not really all that extreme. There's a lot more extreme voices out there than he. So,
yeah,
I mean, we're going to see how it settles out in the mix. He's going to do good. He's going to, you know, he's got a background that he's got to live with, and people are becoming more aware of his background and how he came about. That's why, you know, I go back to the old Christopher Ruddy Newsmax days when it was just starting on the internet during the Clinton deal.
See, there's
and
another.
I remember that's when Tucker was sporting his bow tie everywhere.
See,
and,
but there's another one, you know, that comes out and becomes part of this independent media sphere. And by the way, just real fast, the CNN thing that you just mentioned where they're positioning him there, of course, they need some boogeymen. They kicked around Alex Jones for a while, even did a whole documentary on him. So now, here's the other extreme. Not only that, but you know, he's Russian media's favorite American propagandist. Come on, they're positioning
him.
Well,
I mean, listen.
They got to have a joker.
The betting window now. Who do they go after next? Is it Sean Hannity?
Well, no. These guys will all be, you know, perfectly fine for a little while as the opposition. Okay, I mean, look, they couldn't sell us Dana Loesch or whatever her name was. You know, Glenn Beck tried to come up with his, you know, lieutenant there, and you know, she's a female Teddy Ruxpin of right wing, you know, talking points that she's got them well memorized. Okay. Really pathetic as a talk show host, in my opinion, just totally not entertaining.
Now, they carry her. There's a station down here on the coast that carries talk Radio.
Yeah, she's part of a package deal.
Carrie Mark Levin, and then her show is on from like 12 to 3 at the same time Clay and Buck are on. I've listened to her version of her show, and I'll be honest with you.
Boring.
She's hard as hell to listen to.
Yeah.
I mean, I don't see how Dana Lash has made it to the point that she's at, other than the boosting that she had earlier from Beck, but she's irritating as hell to listen to.
Yeah, forget about her political views. Bad presenter. Bad presenter. Right?
She is. Yeah. She is.
Okay. With that, unless you got something else you really want to drop, I say we give a couple of independent pieces of audio a chance here real fast. Let everybody collect their thoughts for a final sentiment of the week, because we're going to be almost 3 hours long by the time I'm done here, because we're at 2.5 already. What do you think, BP? Shall we do that?
That's bonus version. Yeah, we'll take a quick break and then we'll come back and sum everything up.
Exactly. So what I'm going to do is play a little Method Heads coming up here on Ocelli.com. You're going to hear that. That is from Erroneous Method. Then, excuse me, a little choking there. Then, after Erroneous Method's Method Heads, you'll hear the mix that our friend Nature Boy put together with Cirrus Minor and some fun quotes from Jones Corp and the head over there. Plus, a little surprise, one track I did find trying to recover my music from the same guy who wrote the Ocelli Effect theme. Just a couple of minutes of independent music, and then we'll be right back on the talk show side on the Ocelli Effect here on the Friday Night Open Mic. Stick around.
Let them know. Let them know. Let them know. Got to let them know. I'm bringing all shock like a tear rock, sipping Bud Light at the drag show. I'm bringing all shock like a tear rock, sipping Bud Light at the drag show. Erroneous Method, the world's worst professional provocateur. Hit them like it's 2000-something and Beck is back on tour. You never really wanted me anyway. Alcohol turns me into your enemy. I'm Yosemite Sam with some Hennessy. I used to think that bottle was the remedy. Picked it up once or twice after I let it go, but finally had to let it be. I used to roll with a fat bitch. She would give me a left tip for some literacy. I mean literally, not figuratively. I mean literally. We all want chances, we take separate stances, but learn to let it go. We learn to let it go. Oh, we take control. Just it's okay if they have flaws. I wouldn't have stayed sober without seeing Triple Zero. I'm talking to Chris Graves on the pod. A month later, he's talking to Charlie Robinson on the pod. The people he influenced me. Word to Chuck Ocelli. Sorry, I haven't done it yet. I'm gonna give you those beats. But we the people's influence, like drops of water in the sea. And it's sad and so plain to see that blatantly, the powers that be, they've taken corruption to an incompatibility with reality. I got no problem with conspiracy becoming an industry. As long as we stay hard on facts, spread no fallacy, go forth with no malice. Casually ghost produced for years, stacking up that wise wolf gold, ain't your average G. I'm a bastard with no mask, but the Method had one long before the Rona, so don't get mad at me.
Revelation through conversation.
Corporations are inherently immoral, so it's really gross. This is a serious problem we have in the United States. And it's,
I need you to say to my daughters, you know, girls, I love you, and I know that 9/11 has taken a lot of me away from you, and I'm sorry for that, and I hope that someday that you'll forgive me for that. And to my wife, Claire, I just want to say that I love you, and I'm sorry I'm really sorry for everything. And to my parents, Mom, Dad, I miss you. And I want to come home.
Ace, I want to come home. We need you, Ace. We need you. I need you. The world needs you. These are temporary problems of innovators in their fields are frequently unappreciated. My God, Galileo was subjected to an inquisition, prosecuted by the church. Galileo, for God's sake.
I'm coming home.
I hope this is not for real. I hope this is not for real. I have such a high opinion of this man. He is a magnificent human being.
Politicians, this is the best we can do, folks. This is what we have to offer. It's what our system produces. Garbage in, garbage out.
Network.
Bring me 15 hookers now and get the drugs ready and take me to the private island.
Nowadays, if they'd landed in troop ships wearing pink uniforms, going, tranny, 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 literally everyone would just kneel and go, oh. She goes up on a throne and craps, and they wipe her fat butt.
Come on. China's gonna let you dress up like Mary Poppins? No. China's gonna shoot you in the back of the head and blow your brains all over the place.
They wanna shatter your mind talking about Justin Bieber!
I kill my kids. Is this real? I kill them. I kill them. I kill them.
I can buy you for the dollar. I have seen. I know who the enemy is, and let me tell you, they are vicious wolves who hate you and your family. Oh, it's free like a piece of cheese. A little mouse comes out and wha-bam breaks your neck.
Ochelli.com.
What are the dynamics of a crowd? How do you move a mob? How do you excite them? How do you make them feel as one with you?
I don't know how.
Join them first.
Listening to the Ochelli.com radio network.
Get ready for the Ochelli effect.
Okay, final segment of the live Ochelli Effect Roundtable, and I left the music up so everybody on the call could hear the little mix I threw together there. I don't have a lot of stuff to work with. So anybody wants to send me some MP3s, I will relaunch the DJ shows in coming weeks. I'm just starting to collect music again. My entire digital music collection gone with the computer crashes from the beginning of March. So. That's why there's been no DJ shows. Not only have I been sick, but we haven't been able to do that. Anyhow, let's close this one out. Nearly 3 hours long tonight, BP. But I thought it was necessary, and we had lots of callers, lots of points to be made. And geez, we could have probably done this for longer. But what do you say we go around and get everybody's final thoughts, because they had time while they were listening to those tracks, and hopefully they hung around. You got to hear from Erroneous Method, the song Method Heads. You got to hear from Renegade Smith. The song was, let's see, Illusion of Choice, right. Illusion of Choice from Renegade Smith, who was the guy who wrote the Ocelli Effect theme song back in 2015, I think. And, yeah, what else did we hear? Oh, we heard a little bit from Ace Baker and Uncle Fester, Jim Petzer. We got to hear a little bit from him. Famous moment, I just threw it in. I don't know if anybody recognized it. Filmmaker Ace Baker faked his suicide on Jim Petzer's show a few years ago. I appreciate that clip, just saying. Anyways, you know, and a couple of station IDs and this and that, so I thought it was a fair mix. B. Pete, are you irritated with me for playing that stuff? Did I drive you nuts or what?
No, in fact, it kind of brought back memories when you played the Ace Baker slot in there, good old Uncle Fester.
Absolutely.
I wonder if he'll be in Dallas.
Who knows? I don't think he'll show his face, but you know, hey, look, he's gotta try and raise some money somehow. Maybe he'll bring some books down there, try and sell some old copies, and make up some of that money on that lawsuit he's never going to be able to pay off.
I'm telling you, if he'd get a Duncan booth, he'd do big. He'd pay that sucker off in no time. Hell, I'd waste $100.
But I got a lot of things to say about that. The unfortunate downfall of Jim Petzer. But anyways, yikes.
I wouldn't go so far as to say unfortunate.
No, it's kind of unfortunate just because, you know, he's a human being, I think. So, you know, we'll leave it at that. Let's get around to everybody's thoughts, though, and let them close it out. I mean, I tried to have fun tonight. Hopefully you guys enjoyed it, and I wasn't too irritating. Unfortunately for one listener, sorry, I couldn't die for you this week. But, you know, maybe next time, dude. You'll get lucky. It'll happen. But, let's go forward. Shall we go? I don't think we should go in order at all, B. Pete. I think you should select somebody based on your gut. How about that? I think we should do it that way. Keep everybody on their toes. They don't know what order they're getting called in. I have a suggestion for the first one, but after that, I'd like to leave it to your gut. Or I could just leave it to your gut. What do you say?
No, you call the first one. I'll scratch them off my list.
All right, done deal. See how we make an agreement?
Is everybody still with us?
I think so, but if not, we'll find out pretty quick when I sound like an idiot for calling on somebody who isn't there. So that could be entertainment as well. How about this? Ladies first, Lisa from the New Prisoners. We're going to get more than one plug for the New Prisoners, so you don't need to do that. How about we just get your final thoughts here on the Friday Night Open Mic? I hope you also enjoyed that mix by Nature Boy. You know, I had a desire. I wanted the heavy metal clip of Alex Jones, and he took some of the music that we do have a full use of from the band Cirrus Minor. Take a look at them online. I don't have any links right this minute. I know you can buy some of their music, or you can get it for free one way or the other. But that was one track I forgot to mention in the mix. And, of course, mixed together and produced by the Wednesday Night Wildcard producer, Nature Boy, who we'll hear from in a little bit. So, Lisa, all you. The floor is yours, ma'am.
Woo-hoo! Well, listen, you know, after that beautiful rant, I mean, I don't want to really say rant, because that's kind of like, I guess that would be considered a negative connotation, but it was a beautiful mic drop. I mean, how can anybody follow after that, man? This is what I love about Friday night with Ocelli, okay? I'm just saying, man, that is going to be one of the most beautiful monologues, or however you want to characterize it, but you had me riveted, so kudos to you, man. I love it.
Thank you. It wasn't a beautiful piece of chocolate. It wasn't a beautiful piece of chocolate cake, but it was a rant unlike the world has ever seen. No one ever knew that someone could make a rant like that. And I got to tell you that it's, you know, even though that rant is not my type, I think it might have competed with that beautiful piece of chocolate cake, maybe. But who knows? You know, I don't know. People are saying this. Sorry, go ahead, Lisa.
I love it. See, thank you so much. You, what a public service you've done for me tonight. Thank you. Because I really needed this. You made my night, Chuck. Thank you.
Cool. I always appreciate being able to uplift anyone who is, you know, on the right side of things. So any other final thoughts you got for tonight, or is that it? I mean, should we move on to someone else?
No, short and sweet, and thanks for letting me hang again with such a great crew.
Excellent. Well, always glad to have you along, and I would drop in on the new prisoners more often if you people didn't do it so early in the morning, I swear. But I'm going to put you on hold, Lisa, and perhaps we will hear from another new prisoner in a moment, but I don't know, because I'm not the one choosing the batting order here. It is from the dugout of BP. So who's next, brother?
Well, is Harlan still with us?
Harlan.
Yeah.
Excellent.
Yeah, I'm still here. I was just wondering, I was just sitting there thinking about when Alex Jones is going to start pulling the trans gimmick on the Frogs. I've not heard anything from him in a long time, but he might be telling us to turn in the Frogs trans next.
They're making the Frogs trans. Oh, God.
Yeah.
He's gonna create a radio character like he did that one time when he was the head of the Illuminati. He's gonna come out and call himself head of the head of the ballless mafia, right? You know, because they have been neutered. The neutered mafia. That's it. The neutered mafia. Here I am. I'm part of the neutered mafia. RuPaul will allow her to operate so long as her pronoun is correct. And Alex Jones will come out and do that with just like you did that one time with the big top hat, right? Why not? You know, a few years ago, he said, the New World Order has been defeated. Trump has been elected. The New World Order has been defeated.
Jack on.
Yeah, sorry, man. I apologize. Sorry, Harlan. You had some other thoughts.
No, man, I'm going to go ahead and just pass it on to somebody else. I appreciate you.
All right, fair enough, man. I love it when you call in. Plenty of wisdom coming from you, Harlan, and you're welcome anytime that we're taking calls. And who knows, maybe we need to start the Harlan show anyway. You know what I'm saying? Let me know.
Yeah.
Well, me and Chris talked about doing something, you know, here in the next couple months, but I don't know if I'd be up to a full-time show right now. I would
appear,
you know, to pop in with him on a video or something.
Definitely. Well, you're a good man, Harlan.
If you are up for a full-time show, I'll be more than happy to work with you on it. I'll just put it that way. And I'm going to put you on hold, sir. Really appreciate your participation every single time. So thank you, sir. Who's next, BP?
Let's go to Jimmy. Let's see what Jimmy James has got to say. Oh, man, with a fan.
Jimmy James, I have not heard from your fan club in a minute, Jimmy. I got to tell you, I'm a little worried about them.
Yeah, they'll be all right.
All right, if you say so.
You're off base, Doc, on this whole thing. That Van Susteren woman, she had like a Pinocchio nose, man.
Okay. Well, yeah, like I said, agree. Respectfully agree to disagree.
Hooters seems to be able to discriminate.
Are they able to? Wait a minute. I remember a couple of years ago they were being forced to hire men as waiters. I don't know if you can say waiter and waitress anymore because, you know, if you say actor and actress, you've committed a sin now because you're not supposed to, you know, even though they still have a best, you know, female actor category or whatever, you're not allowed to say actress anymore. Somebody told me that this week. I don't know. You know, but I don't have my own pronouns right. Maybe I'm a they. I'm not a them, but I'm a they. How about that? I don't know. Just throwing it out.
I'm it.
Well, you always were, but we're not playing tag right now, Chris. It's okay. It's okay.
Well,
dead silence. Jimmy James, go ahead. Fill the void, Jimmy James.
chaos is enveloping the land. Look for the clarity.
Ooh.
Keep calm. Look for the clarity amongst the chaos. The Zen logic guru, Jimmy James, is out. Good evening.
And Jimmy James has left the building, baby. So, on to it, BP. We got two on Skype and number six left, I believe, if you consult your list.
Yeah, I got my list up to date here. I was going to call on Chris next, see what his closing thoughts are.
The man who does Get Mad with Chris Graves Monday, Wednesday, and Friday here on Ocelli.com live at 6 p.m. And then we don't know exactly what time it ends, but it does end at some point. And there it is, usually about an hour or more. Some interesting, interesting guests, as per always, with Chris Graves. And he does Digging with Chris Graves on various video platforms. Let's see, Hanging with Mr. Cooper.
No.
I screwed it up. I'm sorry.
You did that last week, too.
Damn it. You know, see, no stroke, but I can't get that straight. I'm sorry. I've disappointed everyone. I didn't have a stroke.
It's a take on Hanging with Mr. Cooper from the 90s. It's Conspiring with Mr. Cooper, Mr. Tom Cooper, and I will have Angry Tiger from Knights of the Storm and the Tiger's Den on tomorrow with Mr. Donald Jeffries, and we're going to talk about the prison industrial complex and Angry Tiger and Tom Cooper's stories from being prisoners in the system. Mm. And that'll be at 3 p.m. Eastern Standard Time on my Twitter official page. And don't take our word for it, with Mr. Peter Sikosh will be on Sunday, and we will continue going down the rabbit hole that is the John Lennon assassination. We even have ties back to the JFK assassination that we found, more than one. And there was Oscar Zimmerman will be tomorrow night, and he's from Australia. And he's an author, and he has a book about the Port Arthur shootings of 1996. Mm-hmm. And I will be talking to him at 7 p.m. Eastern Standard Time tomorrow. And remember, everyone, donate to Ocelli.com. And we have advertising opportunities there. And I love you, brother. And I don't know what I'd do without you now, because you're a big part of my life. And with that, have a good night, everybody.
Thank you, Chris Graves. Also, at some point very, very soon, I'm going to sit down and do another chapter for the audiobook. And Chris is, of course, part of that project as well. But I invite, if somebody wants to get in on hanging out, listening to me read one night, and then commenting afterwards, let me know in an email or something, because I'm about to get into the part of my life where I'm a musician and all that. So I don't know. People find those stories sort of interesting. Maybe you can help me to figure out what's interesting and what's not as we record the audiobook project. So that's still ongoing, even though no one is being charged for it anymore, except I think we have one Patreon member who's being charged for it. But anyway, that's the way that is. And I'm going to get you a Get Mad hat very soon, by the way, so you'll be able to wear that and rotate it with the Ocelli Effect hat that you've been wearing on those video presentations. Thank you for that.
Thank you, sir.
Anyways, BP, now we've heard from Chris. I guess we got Nature Boy and Prisoner Number 6.
Yeah, I was going to go with Number 6 and then finish out with Nature Boy, if that's okay with you.
All righty. Go ahead, Number 6.
All right, I appreciate it, BP. And Chuck, again, great to hear your voice on another Friday night, and to many more, my friend. You can catch the new Prisoners every Friday on Rumble and Odyssey and Twitter Live from around 10 a.m. Eastern Standard Time to about 1 to 1:30-ish. We don't really do schedules here, but we try and do things early for poor old John Henry, who has to keep such a random early schedule. But I was going to say, Chuck.
Oh, quick shout out to John Henry. One second. Quick shout out to John Henry. I don't know if I mentioned this anywhere else, but now he is the lead in voice for Get Mad with Chris Graves. I replaced my voice with his. So when you hear that little twitch at the end there, at the end of the Caustic Threat song, that's the name of the band, that is playing a rough track, a basement tape, if you will. You hear the voice, the very powerful Hulk Hogan-esque voice of John Henry right there. at the beginning of Get Mad with Chris Graves. So that's why Chris's intro sounds better lately. Sorry, go ahead.
Well, it's no coincidence that you brought up your music career there, Chuck, because we are currently working on Piss Whistles material, in which John Henry will be lending some of his vocal skills, so I can't wait for you all to hear that. But I heard from a little birdie named Chris Graves that you back in the day sounded like Max Cavalera, so might be hitting you up for some guest vocals on some of these tracks too, my friend. That might be pretty cool.
And we might be getting Gigi Allen's brother involved somehow, too. More details later.
I would love to talk to Merrill and see if he can, if he remembers me. You know, I don't know if he does. It would be great if he does. But that's Gigi's brother, right, that you're going to be talking to, Merrill?
Yeah.
Yep. Excellent.
Working on it.
Sounds good. But, yeah, but that ungodly hour of 10 a.m. for me, that's ungodly because I'm up all night. So, you know, but I have joined New Prisoners a couple of times, and
Yes, you have. The show's been great.
So, always open to it, but I got to prepare the day before. Sorry. Go ahead, Six.
No, I was going to say, when Graves and I are in talks of, we're trying to figure out the schedule there, and it's definitely going to be a late show, possibly like midnight or after, maybe 11-ish on the early side. But I was going to say, excellent, once we start a music show on freeworld.fm, I'm going to do a metal-themed show, and I would love to have you on to talk metal and exchange, like, bands and play tracks and that sort of thing and make it that kind of show, like a metal hangout show.
Mm. Well, yeah. Look, I'll be more than happy, by the way, if you wish to donate any independent tracks to the DJ rotation, because I lost my whole digital music library. If you have some independent stuff that you'd be willing to share, by all means, I'll accept those tracks and make them part of my DJ rotation when I get the show rolling again, Short Attention Span DJ Theater.
Excellent. Will do.
And I'm hoping Billy Ray will let me get involved over there at Free World FM, by the way.
He already has mentioned it.
Because I want to offer him some things there and maybe be part of that. It sounds like a good thing. So I can't wait to see what that's going to be like. A music show over there. Great. I'm looking forward to it.
Yeah, possibly a updated Love Lines, Chuck, with me and Angry Tiger making, or just me making an ass out of myself. Angry Tiger's got his stuff together. So,
but you know what the problem with Love Lines with you and Angry Tiger is? No woman. You need a woman over there. Come on, you need a woman with a smooth voice. You gotta have that aesthetic. What are you talking about?
Yeah, but we gotta get with the woke times, buddy. You know, that people don't like that.
Well, they get a tranny too. I mean, come on, throw it all in there, and that way
you're talking. All right, pen out, buddy.
There it is. Get a tranny, get a woman, right? You know, bring on.
Get an Eskimo too. I'm starting a list. Keep going.
Bring on the undefined. Okay, like what do they call them? Non-binary. That's it. We came up with it at the same time. A non-binary, a tranny, a woman. You an Angry Tiger. Walk into a bar, and the priest and the rabbi say, I don't know. Go ahead. Sorry. Six, did you have something else you wanted to add?
Sponsored by Fleshlight.
Sponsored by the Pamela Anderson Fleshlight. Hey, the good news is no hepatitis. Okay, sorry. The good news is no hepatitis. I'm killing me. Wow. Go ahead. Go ahead, Six. Something else you wanted to throw in?
Nah, I think we should pass it on to Nature Boy and wrap this thing up.
Okay. Hopefully I didn't trigger you. Thanks, Six. Appreciate you. So, BP, are we ready to go to Nature Boy since you are the master of ceremonies here?
Sure.
All right. So I couldn't help myself. I had to throw a few things in there. I apologize, guys. I'm trying to be playful and keep my energy going here. So appreciate you, all of you, for indulging me. But Nature Boy, your final thoughts? I know we didn't do Naked News, but believe me, we could throw that segment in anywhere, anytime, and it is of interest. Go ahead.
Well, the Fleshlight, the perfect gift when the power is out and you've got no date.
Mm.
Okay, didn't come off too good. No, just I just had a really good time tonight, and I want to thank you all for letting me hang out with you. It's a good show. Support Chuck Ocelli. Donate, help out, share his show. Check out the Rockfin channel. It's free to join, and not only is Ocelli on there, but some really great other hosts. You got Burmish, you got Ricky Berandes, you got Union of the Unwanted, so-and-so. It doesn't cost you a penny. And if you want to do the premium, that's cool. 90% of the stuff's free, but the really good stuff is on premium. We got some really good guests coming up here for Wednesday night. We've got Occult Priestess next weekend. After that, Charlie Robinson. I managed to book Nico House. If anybody is familiar with him, great guest. He lives now in Brazil. And the one I'm looking for on the 24th is Sugar Tits. Her name, not mine.
That's right.
Plus, we got Ricky Hernandez coming up on the 8th on a Monday. Everything's good on the Ocelli Effect. Chris, you're doing a knockout job. One that you just did with Redux on the Whitmer government or the governor kidnapping was off the charts. Everybody have a good night. I hope you have a good weekend. I'm getting up early in the morning. I'm going kayaking down the American River for the first time this season. Life is good. And at that, I'll give everybody a good night and a nice adieu.
There you go. Look, if you say kayaking a couple more times, Spent Kent might show up. So, you know, take it easy. It's like Beetlejuice, but, you know.
I'm hoping he will. He's listening so I can brag about my new boat. Come on. There's a motor behind my methods.
Okay. Anyway, we did just pass the 3-hour mark, so I did an extra hour tonight just to show you guys I can remain coherent for a bit. And, no, I don't feel 100%, but we'll get there. As close as I can get to it. So, with all of that having been said, B. Pete, why don't you take your time and belt out whatever you want. I do appreciate all of you guys for tuning in, just so I don't forget at the very end here. I appreciate everybody who called in. You are what made the show what it is tonight. And hopefully everybody's not too traumatized by my level of humor at the moment. But trying to make it all work. And there will be the Magic Bullet Archive coming up. There will be new hats are going to be offered up. Can't wait to get, I'm arguing with one of the printers. Seems to me as though the Get Mad hat is going to cause me problems with every printer. Even getting a test hat is a problem. But we're going to get them. And at some point you're going to see one on the head of Chris Graves, probably before anybody else can have one. I want to make sure he's got his own damn hat first. But other than that, we're going to prepare for that trip to Dallas. No matter what I do, I want to survive long enough to get there. So I'm not going nowhere, if I got anything to say about it. So, B. Pete, there you go. It's on you, brother.
Well, I'd like to take a moment to thank Harlan and Six and Lisa and Nature Boy and Jimmy and Chris for joining us. Looking forward to it. Join us next week. And an invitation to everybody out there listening, you know, show up live on Friday. You can call in either Skype or the phone and take part in it and change the discussion and discuss things that you feel are important. And I really don't think there's any subject that's off base to this crowd of individuals. So thanks to everybody. It's been a good week. Another one in the can. Looking forward to next week. And I'll turn it over to you, Chuck. Thank you for the opportunity.
Well, there you go, guys. And again, it's just I have many, many thanks to offer. Without all of the support and help, it would not be possible to make things run. So remember this. Look, people are willing to pay, right? And I don't mean the thing on your head. People are willing to pay a pizza guy for bringing them a crap pizza in most parts of the country, because that's what you get if you ain't in the Northeast. I don't care. I ain't arguing. But you're willing to pay for GMO-topped pseudo-pizza. You normally will give a tip to the guy I know. You know, nowadays it's usually an Uber Eats driver or a DoorDash guy. And you're going to pay a tip to a guy who brought you a cold, half-assed, maybe Papa John's or Domino's pizza. Alleged pizza, pseudo-pizza, neo-pizza, whatever it is. We're a pizza company, but we took the word pizza off our signs because, you know, false advertising can only go so far. Don't forget, the alternative is not necessarily something different. Okay, remember, it's not he who actually chooses something off the menu to decide to feast upon, but it is he who sets the menu that actually makes the decisions. Anyway, back to the pizza guy. You're willing to pay for your GMO'd fake cheese, dough disc that is given to you that's allegedly pizza. You pay a tip to that guy usually. How about a tip to the people that actually deliver you some information? You are able to support people like Chris Graves. You are able to support this network if you choose to do so. Anything and everything counts. And I don't usually make pitches like this. I have been fortunate in the past couple of weeks that some people have helped me out with a few things. Without the support of the listeners, without the support of my friends here, I would not be able to do what I'm doing, and a whole lot of things would not happen. So either support it or it goes away. You're willing to tip the idiot pizza guy who probably drove up on your lawn, took out your mailbox, and God help you if your kids left toys outside. How about giving a tip to the people who actually make an effort to deliver real information, some entertainment, and occasionally a light night like tonight? I thank B. Pete, my co-host, of course, all the callers, Harlan, Jimmy James, number six, the one and only Lisa Belanger, not sure how it's pronounced. Either way, she's one of a kind, and we always know when she shows up. Chris Graves, who introduced me to Six and Lisa, and he is, it's like a family of podcasts coming out of the one guy. And it's a beautiful thing. He's all over the place making the noise, getting the information to you, and doing it in different ways. Next thing I want to see is him writing TV shows, and not just because it's TV or HBO, but because, damn it, he can do it, and it'll be different. And I love this. Love you guys. Thank you so much. Nature Boy calling in, producing, participating. I'll thank again my co-host, B. Pete, and I thank every single one of you. Because I am merely Ocelli, all of you are indeed the effect. Be well. We'll be right back.